10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
It's candlelight, you and me, and a bottle of wine, and I'll hold you tonight. Well, we know I'm going away, and how I wish it were so. So take this wine. Misery. Say tonight, fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone. Say tonight, fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone. There's a lot on
Rough Riders
line.
Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Cacique Pregame Show on the HEB Riders Baseball Network, featuring the Andrews Distributing pregame interview, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Tyler Danberg.
It's a sticky but beautiful night for baseball from Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi, Texas. It's game 16 of the 2025 Frisco Rough Riders season as they travel to take on the Corpus Christi Hooks. You're listening to the Cacique Pregame Show on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Alongside Zach Bigley, I'm Tyler Danberg with you on this 84-degree, 78% humidity type of night. The Rough Riders come into this one first place in the Texas League South at 10-5 against a Corpus Christi team that is tied for fourth and last in the Texas League South with Amarillo at 4-11. The Sod Poodles were the team that the Rough Riders took 4 of 6 against, and the Riders have won their first three series to start the 2025 campaign. Corpus Christi took 1 of just 5 games, and they closed things out with a doubleheader, losing on a walk-off Saturday night against the Midland Rockhounds. Well, on the other side of this break, Zach Bigley has our Andrews Distributing pregame interview with Rough Riders right-handed pitcher Travis McGregor. It's a great one. We hope you can tune in. You're listening to the Cacique Pregame Show on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
All aboard the Hogwarts Express for Harry Potter Night at Riders Field on May 3rd, presented by Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. Enjoy wizard and witch themes while watching the Riders wear Harry Potter-inspired uniforms against the Minnesota Twins-affiliated Wichita Windsurge. Make sure you get your ticket special where you receive both a ticket and a Hogwarts house scarf, all for just $20. Get your tickets now for May 3rd at 7:05 by going to ridersbaseball.com or calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night at the park with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride!
Welcome you back to the pregame show. It's time for our Andrews Distributing pregame interview. We're joined by Rough Riders reliever Travis McGregor, and we'll start like this. New to the Rangers organization, what have been some of your first impressions of the season under this new org?
Really enjoyed their attention to the details of each and every player. They just take pride in trying to see the best in every guy here, and they definitely are, trying to make some moves as far as your pitching repertoire or, mechanics and all that stuff, trying to get you to be the best pitcher you can be. So I've really enjoyed that so far.
What about with the Rough Riders? Some of your first impressions of your new teammates?
Man, it's been fun. Good group of guys. They all like to joke around, play games, cards beforehand. And, good group of guys. Obviously, still getting to know them all. The coaching staff's been great. And, obviously they've shown it so far. I mean, those guys can play ball.
This is your third organization now, with the Pirates first and then the Angels last year. Now that you're coming into a new organization, what is kind of your MO when you come into a new org? Are you trying to meet guys immediately or kind of find your place?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely trying to find your place. I'm always a little bit slower to, jump into the friend groups and everything, especially in spring training, when you're trying to figure out where you're going, where everyone's going. Definitely trying to just establish yourself as one of the go-to guys early on, especially in my career, trying to my goal is to reach the big leagues, and moving up the chain of command there throughout the org is my main goal here. And so just trying to go out there and establish myself in every outing.
Joined by Travis McGregor, Rough Riders reliever. You mentioned changing a little bit of your mechanics and a little bit of your arsenal. At this point in your career, what is that like for you when you maybe have something that's more established to try and make some adjustments?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, you've played enough ball to where you can kind of work your way through stuff in game. It's not always going to be perfect, but you're able to make those minor adjustments and tweaks from pitch to pitch. And obviously off the field I'm working on stuff every day, and finding time when I can to get up on the mound in between outings, and doing something new is always a little bit tough at first. It rarely just falls into place, but it's something where, like I said earlier, I know these guys have my best interest in mind, and they've definitely shown that to me, that they're sending me stuff all the time on, hey, I think this is going to really help you. And, got a little techniques and drills and stuff like that they're having me run through. And it's been good so far.
Pitching is always interesting, because if you're trying to learn something new, it's not like swinging or hitting or shooting baskets where you can do it a million times. You only have so many bullets you can work with up on the mound. How long do you think it takes you to make some of those adjustments?
Yeah, I mean, certainly the best reps come in the game. And unfortunately, sometimes those reps come with consequences as far as your stats are concerned. But that's when you really get to see how things play. But I would say, finding those little drills that you can do that aren't as taxing on your arm, touching the mound, but making sure that every throw means something. You're not just doing it to get up there and show face. You got to have some intent behind it. And catch play, though, is a really good spot to do it, because, you're doing it every day. You're throwing the baseball. You might as well step into, whatever it is, footwork or, arm slot, whatever it is they got you going, working on. That's a good time to really work on stuff is catch play.
Joined by Travis McGregor. Now, raised in Florida, when did you first fall in love with the game of baseball?
Oh, boy. I mean, I was playing it in T-ball, so I was probably, you know, four or five, whatever that was. I loved it the whole time. That was one of my primary sports. You know, that and football were the two I really loved. You know, played soccer and basketball as well growing up. So messed around with all of them. But football and baseball were my two primary sports that I really enjoyed and excelled at. And then, you know, as I went into high school, kind of made a choice after my freshman year and decided to go ahead and chase baseball. Thought I, you know, had a chance of having a career in that one.
That's going to do it for part one of our interview with Travis McGregor, Rough Riders reliever. We got more coming up on the Cacique pregame show with Tyler Danberg. We'll get starting lineups presented by InTouch Credit Union, and we'll also get you first pitch. It's coming up next on the Cacique pregame show right here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a baseball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Swinging a drive deep into right center field. And a hit!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993. Or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Thank you, Cooper. Welcome back into the Cacique pregame show. Travis McGregor, talk to Zach Bigley. Boy, is he a fun listen. Let's get you the InTouch Credit Union starting lineups. First off, for the 10-5 first place, Frisco Rough Riders led by third-year manager Carlos Cardoza, who's meeting with Corpus Christi manager Ricky Rivera with the umpires at home plate. Leading off, the center fielder Alejandro Osuna. Shortstop Sebastian Walcott bats second. Batting third, the first baseman Abimelech Ortiz. Right fielder Josh Hatcher is the cleanup man. Batting fifth, the second baseman Cam Colley. Keep an eye or ear on him. He was belting baseballs in batting practice this afternoon. Cooper Johnson is the catcher. He bats sixth. The left fielder, Aaron Zavala, bats seventh. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Franier Chavez, and Luis Mieses bats ninth and is the designated hitter. For Ricky Rivera's Corpus Christi Hooks back at home after six games against Midland. They're 4-11, tied for fourth in the Texas League South. Leading off, the center fielder, Zach Cole, first time the Rough Riders will face the former top 10 Astros prospect. Left fielder, Colin Barber, bats second. Batting third, the shortstop, Pascanel Ferreras. The third baseman, Luis Castro, bats fourth. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Anthony Sherwin. The first baseman, Luis Encarnacion, bats sixth. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, Ryan Ribaleski. The catcher, Miguel Palma, bats eighth. And batting ninth, the right fielder, Logan Cerny. Starting pitching matchup in this one, a battle of two former Cape Cod Baseball League teammates in 2022 with the Brewster Whitecaps. It's Rough Riders right-hander Ryan Lobus making his first start as a Rough Rider and his 11th career appearance. This is his sixth appearance on the campaign. He is decisionless with a 5.79 ERA, 10 strikeouts, and 9 1/3 innings. Joey Mancini, the right-hander for Corpus Christi, gets the ball. This is his third start. He's 0-2 with a 6.48 earned run average, 6 punchouts to 1 walk in 8 1/3 innings. He had 2 strong starts against Frisco last year. That does it for the Cacique pregame show here from Whataburger Field. When we return, Zach Bigley has the call on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Welcome in summer this May with 16 games at Riders Field. The Twins-affiliated Wichita Windsor travel to take on the Rough Riders Tuesday, April 29th through Sunday, May 4th. Then, come out for the season's largest homestand, May 13th through May 25th, against the Astros-affiliated Corpus Christi Hooks and Athletics-affiliated Midland Rockhounds. For tickets, go to ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro Leagues team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the Diamond this season at Riders Field. help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. For tickets and more information on the Dallas Black Giants, head online at RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Play ball.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 22nd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket presented by Twisted Tea and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25 with $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the seating bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets at RidersBaseball.com or by calling at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The party decks at Riders Field offer one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
All aboard the Hogwarts Express for Harry Potter Night at Riders Field on May 3rd. Presented by Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. Enjoy Wizard and Witch themes while watching the Riders wear Harry Potter-inspired uniforms against the Minnesota Twins-affiliated Wichita Windsurge. Make sure you get your ticket special where you receive both a ticket and a Hogwarts house scarf, all for just $20. Get your tickets now for May 3rd at 7:05 by going to RidersBaseball.com or calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
High atop left field, the Peak Porch offers the seclusion for your next special event while still being fixed in prime home run territory.
That one's drilled in the air out to left center field. Goodbye!
Take in the best baseball experience in North Texas with the Peak Porch. Check for availability at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2025. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco, sponsored by Baylor Scott & White Health and Cacique. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on May 16th, August 3rd, and September 12th. For more information, go to RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
The Frisco Rough Riders would like to thank their sponsors for making this broadcast possible. Thank you to Baylor Scott & White Health, CoServe, InTouch Credit Union, Texas Republic Bank, Peak Roofing & Construction, USAA, Axis Custom Pools, Texas Farm Bureau, Astound, PMG, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Cacique, Rhythm Energy, Ewing Buick GMC, Classic Chevrolet of Grapevine, Game Day Men's Health, Crowder Law Firm, Antone's Pull Boys, At Creek Burger Company, Wild Fork Foods, McKinney Police Department, and Fast Signs Frisco for their support.
Now, let's get to the game.
Swinging a drive deep into right center field. Torres at the wall, and a hit!
High drive to right. We are tied!
Deep to left, and gone!
It's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
The throw to the plate, and they got him! Looking, he watches it fly!
He got him!
The Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
Has he done it again? He has!
Slides and makes the catch!
It is in time to get him!
Evan Carter wins it for the Rough Riders with a walk-off single!
Hits goal!
Riders win it! Riders win! The game is over! Oh, baby, what a night!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Alongside Tyler Danberg, here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley.
Thank you. As the Star Spangled Banner concludes, we are ready for baseball from Corpus Christi, Texas, in the Coastal Bend and Whataburger Field. Hi, everybody, and happy to have you alongside Tyler Danberg. I'm Zach Bigley. It is a beautiful day for baseball, a little bit on the sticky side, but that's what we have down in the Coastal Bend. It's always very humid down here. The Rough Riders are in first place in the Texas League South Division. 10-5, they face the Corpus Christi Hooks, who they already took 2 of 3 from in the opening weekend. And Corpus Christi is just 4-11 and off to, unfortunately, a historic start, but not of the good kind, Tyler.
No, they haven't, Zach. They're bottom of the Texas League in batting average, in slugging OPS, and in runs per game as well, averaging just over 2 a contest, trying to get the bats going, just like they did on opening night against the Rough Riders.
Interestingly enough, they're averaging just 2.5 runs a game on the season. They scored 7 runs in that opening game against them head-to-head. And we already got to the InTouch Credit Union starting lineups. As we're looking at Joey Mancini warming out in front of us. Mancini, the 24-year-old, 6'1", 195 pounds, out of Bridgeport, Connecticut. The Houston Astros selected him in the 15th round in 2022 out of Boston College. He is 0-2 this year with a 6.48 earned run average. In 8 1/3 innings this season, he struck out 6 to just 1 walk, but he surrendered 7 runs, 6 of them earned on 10 hits this season. The overall numbers are not where Joey Mancini would like to see them. In his last start against Midland on the road, he allowed 3 runs, 2 of them earned over 4 innings, and this is the first time he's facing the Rough Riders this season. He came up late last season to the Corpus Christi Hooks, and he did see Frisco 3 times during that stretch and had pretty good success head-to-head against the Rough Riders. So Alejandro Osuna is in, and the first pitch of the ball game is across. We're underway officially at 6:38 in the p.m., 3 minutes tardy. As mentioned, it is a very humid and sticky day for April. Osuna slaps the next pitch foul and out of play on the left side. It's still 0-2. It is currently 81 degrees, and the feels like isn't much hotter, but just very humid. A whopping 79% humidity. He deals. Osuna bends back on an up-and-in fastball, and it's 1-2. Sun is shining up above, though a little bit of haziness around us. Mancini into the wind, the 1-2. Breaking ball tapped to the ground up the first baseline, and Encarnacion's got it. Race to the bag is in time. He beats Osuna, and there's one away. And Sebastian Walcott takes his turn now for the Rough Riders. Just underway, top of the first inning. One out, base is clear. A little bit of wind, as there always is here in Corpus. 14-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to left field. 22-mile-an-hour gusts. Mancini comes home. And he misses up and in, 1-0. The Rough Riders today are coming into a building where they have played very well in the past. The offering rides inside, 2-0. Last season went 17-7 overall against the Hooks and played well here. They have pitched very well historically against Corpus Christi, and especially last season. 2-0. Outside corner for a called strike. It's 2-1 on Walcott, who's riding an 8-game hitting streak coming into this game. Rough Riders having won the series finale on Sunday. 2-1. Outside, 3-1. Now have won 3 consecutive series to open the season. And they are swinging very hot bats coming into this game. Mancini peels and offers in the 3-1. Breaking ball fits in there for a strike. It's 3-2. And Walcott calls time and steps out. 1 out, base is clear. Corpus Christi underwent a rebrand over the offseason. They've got their new uniforms on. 3-2. Swinging a foul into Palma's glove. Strike 3. Mancini strikes out Walcott. And Abimelech Ortiz bats. It's the home white tops and bottoms with a navy ball cap, that new Hooks logo. Rough Riders with their slate uniform tops, red double R ball caps, gray pants today. Offering home. Ortiz grounds it foul to the right side. It's 0-1. Ortiz, left-handed batter against the right-hander Mancini, who brings it. Top of the zone, a called strike, 0-2. Ortiz threw 13 games, hitting .231, with a couple of home runs, including one on Sunday. He calls time, now steps back in. Pull side shift on the infield. The pitch is lined into left center field, sinking down. It lands, and it's cut off by Barber into the gap. Ortiz chugging on his way to second. The throw is cut off. The relay not in time. It's a two-out double for Abimelech Ortiz. On an 0-2 pitch, got the pitch elevated and sent it the other way.
You don't see Abimelech Ortiz going for extra bases to the opposite side a lot of times. That's his first double of the season, Zach, and he stuck out the bat, elevated it, and poked it in the left center.
So Josh Hatcher hits now, one of the hotter hitters not only on this team but in the Texas League. And it's grounded to the right side on the first pitch. Encarnacion backhands, takes into the bag himself. And Hatcher's retired, so are the Rough Riders in the first inning. Bottom of the first next. Frisco nothing. Corpus to the plate. We come back against Ryan Lobis on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
At USAA, we know the best way to serve our members is by building the best team. So we're looking for talented people like you to join us. From claims and finance to tech and beyond. But it's not just skill sets and impressive resumes we're looking for. It's the unique qualities that everyone at USAA shares and the passion to make a real difference for our members. Search USAAjobs.com and find out what we're made of.
USAA, equal opportunity employer.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member today.
You guys, I gotta tell you about Asound. For only $60 a month, this isn't just regular internet. It's a total game changer. Streaming, gaming, watching live TV with DirecTV. With Asound, you get it all. Get fiber-powered 1-gig internet with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi starting at $60 a month. Every room stays connected. It's simple. No surprise pricing. For a short time, get a free unlimited Asound mobile line. Still thinking about switching? Do it. Go to Asound.com now. Restrictions apply. See Asound.com for details.
It's time to start the bottom of the first on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the first inning in Corpus Christi. Rough Riders and Hooks, 0-0 our score. Game one of this six-game series. Zach Cole steps in, making his first trip to the plate against the Rough Riders this season, as he was not on the team last time these two teams met up, just a couple of weeks ago to open the season. Ryan Lobis on the mound, and the first pitch of the game is a sweeper on the inside corner for a called strike. It's 0-1 on the center fielder. Just three games this season, 2-for-9 to start it. Lobis making his first start since August 4th of last year. The pitch behind him to the backstop, missed badly, and it's 1-1. Lobis was a guy who came out of the bullpen and started last year, though not with the Rough Riders. Lobis, a season ago, between three different levels, made 27 appearances. 12 of them were starts. The pitch. Swinging a broken bat ground ball to the right side. Colley comes up from second, fields to his left, sets and throws to first in time. One away. Colin Barber hits with the bases clear. One out, bottom of the first inning, no score. Barber hitting .281 on the season with a home run and six knocked in through 15 games. He's one of the few bright spots on this offense for Corpus Christi. A former top five prospect in the org. The first pitch, backdoor sweeper, calling strike 0-1 on Barber, the left fielder today. This is a Houston Astros organization that is very much maligned. The 0-1 up and away with a fastball, and it's 1-1. A few years ago, maybe I guess 10 years ago, I'm showing my age here, they were a really good org. And that's really how they built their championship teams. 1-1. outside corner, called strike two. It's 1-2. Well, this year they are rated as one of the worst organizations by prospect talent in all of minor league baseball. They're 29th by MLB.com this year coming into the season. 1-2, misses high, and it's two balls and two strikes. And their offense has been very bad here in Corpus Christi, historically bad. 2.5 runs a game through 15 games is the worst in recorded Texas League history. The pitch is lashed foul onto the on-deck circle, nearly taking out Pascanel Ferreras right there. He takes his helmet off, seeing his life flash before his eyes, and it's 2-2. So 2.5 runs a game, the fewest since 2005 in the Texas League through their first 15 games. Historically, bad offense. The pitch is fouled off Johnson to mask it back of the plate. It's still two balls and two strikes. Their 205 batting average is the second worst during that span through the first 15 games, only to a team that hit 195, and that was them last year. 2-2. Popped up, foul out of play. Directly over our heads, and it's still two balls and two strikes. No score, bottom one. One out, base is clear. This will be the eighth pitch upcoming to Barber. Lopez ready from the stretch. He fires. Swing and a miss. Went with a changeup down low. Picks up the strikeout. And there are two away in the first inning.
Shortstop number five, Pascanel Ferreras.
Ryan Lopez so far this season through five games out of the bullpen has allowed six runs over nine in the third innings. But one thing he's always done in his career is strike batters out. 10 Ks and 9 1/3. First pitch. Pascanel Ferreras watches a sweeper at the top of the zone for a called strike. Outside corner. It's 0-1. Rough Riders and Hooks renewing this Texas League South Division rivalry down here at Whataburger Field. 0-1. Another sweeper. Bends onto the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. Rough Riders infield straight up behind Lopez. Right-hander comes to a stop at the belt with a black glove. Kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. Three straight sweepers. He sits down Ferreras. A two strikeout. 1-2-3 inning for Ryan Lopez in his start. Top two next. Nothing, nothing. Our score on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Preferred Mechanical Group is a mechanical contracting company for commercial and industrial companies and the official mechanical contractor for your Frisco Rough Riders. PMG operates on a relationship-first approach to service, and our team is dedicated to building long-term working partnerships that help us better serve our clients. As we come to understand your HVAC system better, we're able to provide better, more targeted interventions when you need them. To find out more about how we can help you, visit pmgservice.com.
Ewing Buick GMC is the official truck dealership of the Frisco Rough Riders and the number one Buick GMC dealership in North Texas. With an extensive selection of new and used vehicles and a long history of excellent customer service, Ewing makes it easy to find your next off-roading, tool hauling, kid carrying, hard working truck. Come by Ewing Buick GMC and experience why we're number one. Dallas North Tollway at Spring Creek Parkway or online at ewingbuickgmc.com.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
This is Josh Young, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, we're just hanging out. Top two in Corpus Christi, the beautiful Coastal Bend. Peering out at the Gulf of Mexico, just beyond Harbor Bridge. We'll certainly talk about Harbor Bridge plenty over the course of this series. Cam Colley leads it off, and the first pitch is flicked foul back to the screen behind home from Joey Mancini. It's 0-1. The Rough Riders got an Abimelech Ortiz double in the first, but that's it. Stranded him at second. Colley back in from the right side. Mancini pitches. Check swing and a miss, and a breaking ball up and outside. It's 0-2 on the Riders' second baseman, who has had a very interesting last couple of weeks. His first full week this season in Northwest Arkansas went very well. He finished it off with four consecutive multi-hit games. 0-2, chopper back up over the mound. The shortstop, Ferreras, to his left. He fields, throws him out at first, and there's one away. Cooper Johnson hits now. Colley had just one hit all of last week at home. Looking to turn that around. Catcher Cooper Johnson stands in. What a start for Coop at the plate. Mancini delivers. Fastball, letter high, called strike, 0-1. The catcher hitting .333 with three homers and over 1,100 OPS. 0-1. Fouled straight back. It's 0-2. He had a three-hit game on Sunday and has been swinging a very hot bat. But, Tyler, the bat is fun to talk about. What we want to talk about is what he does behind the plate, because he has been amazing. 7-for-8 in Cox dealings to begin the season. That's insane. 0-2. Up and in. 1-2.
That's the lowest stolen base rate by a minor league catcher right now, and it's not even close.
It's the volume, too. You know, you might have a guy who's thrown out maybe 5-6, which is still great, but 7-8? It's crazy. 1-2. Swings and misses at a high inside breaking ball, and he's down swinging. A couple strikeouts for Mancini. First five outs recorded. Left fielder Aaron Zavala takes his turn. 0-0 our score. Top of the second. Two outs, bases clear. Zavala's had an interesting start to the year. Some good, some bad. First pitch, he flicks it foul out of play on the left side. It's 0-1. He's hitting just .152, but he has gotten so unlucky to start the season. The really good thing is he has 15 walks through his first 12 games. That leads the league. 0-1. Outside, it's 1-1. Not only that, it's the most walks by a Rough Rider through the first 15 team games in franchise history, going back to 2005. 1-1. Swinging a fly ball roped into right center field, sending Cole back on a dead run to the warning track, and it hits off the base of the fence. Zavala up to second. He stops right there with a ringing double into right center field. That ball was crushed into the teeth of the wind as well. And it just hit off the base of the fence for the double.
Zavala continues this mini hot stretch here, Zach. Second double today for the Riders. And gives Zavala four hits his last three ball games.
Back-to-back innings with a two-out double for the Rough Riders. And Franmer Chavez, the hitter. First pitch, he shows bunt, flicks it down the left side, and foul out of play. It's 0-1. Seagull just flew past our booth. We'll have to get used to that over the course of the week. They're all over the place. Rough Riders looking to cash in on that second double bagger. Zavala has good speed, leading from second. Mancini from the stretch. He looks back at him and delivers. Swing and a miss, elevated heater. It's 0-2 on Chavez. Chavez, the switch hitter, batting left, starting the season hitting just .200 through 13 games. High to the count here, 0-2. Offering home. Takes a breaking ball down and in. It's one ball and two strikes. Whataburger Field, a very hitter-friendly ballpark for those who like to hit it to left field, not so much to right field. Chavi has a couple of career homers here. Both have gone to the backside as a left-handed batter to left. The pitch. Outside corner. Got him looking. Chavez down on strikes. Three strikeouts for Mancini, and once again, he pitches around the double. We go bottom two. 0-0 our score on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
The shift is about to get real. Of course, we're talking about Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan, which offers you out-of-the-park savings on your electricity bill. Our ACs are about to get put to work, so make the switch to Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan today and start saving. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Attention Rough Riders fans. Life throws fastballs, and when it does, you want the Crowder Law Firm batting for you. Darlena Crowder has secured over 350 not guilty verdicts in Texas. Now that's what we call a winning streak. Remember, with the Crowder Law Firm, it's more than just defense. It's a home run of resources with unlimited investigation services and no additional charges to you. So, don't let a legal curveball catch you off guard. Team up with the champions of defense. Call 214-544-0061 and get Darlena Crowder and her team on your side today. The Crowder Law Firm, your heavy hitters in the courtroom.
So I'm Winston Santos, y estás escuchando a Frisco's Rough Riders Baseball.
Neither team has found the scoreboard yet. We make our way into the bottom of the second inning. Ryan Lopez struck out two in a 1-2-3 first, and he deals with Luis Castro. First pitch, breaking ball inside, one ball and no strikes. Well, just scrolling through social media between the top and the bottom half of this second inning, ran across a wonderful piece of news that pertains to the Rough Riders. 1-0. Another slider inside, two balls and no strikes. Chase Lee has earned the call-up to the major leagues with the Detroit Tigers, former Rough Rider in 2021 and 2022. 2-0. Just inside. Three balls and no strikes. So our immense congratulations to Chase, who was just a wonderful guy to have in Frisco when he was around. An incredible story as well for his success. 3-0. Top shelf, inside corner, a strike to Castro. It's 3-1. Quickly, he was a student at the University of Alabama. He was a baseball player in high school, but he never pitched his entire high school career. 3-1. It's fouled back, and it's 3-2. Well, his parents received a newsletter about baseball tryouts when he was going to Alabama, so they signed him up without him even knowing that he was going to try out for Alabama baseball. 3-2. Castro pops it skyward. Right side, Ortiz giving it a look to the warning track. Johnson there as well. It's Johnson, the catcher, who plucks it out of the air. One away in the second. Riders and hooks, no score. Anthony Sherwin, the batter.
Second baseman number 19, Anthony Sherwin.
Talking about Chase Lee, former Rough Riders reliever. Well, after his parents signed him up, he went to try out. Everybody hit and pitched, whether or not they'd like to or not, during the tryout. And one of the coaches was impressed by him. The pitch. Inside. It's one ball and no strikes. And he said, you know, I like your stuff. Have you ever thought about throwing submarine? And Chase had never heard of throwing submarine before. The pitch. Outside. It's two balls and no strikes. He said, you should try it out. So he went and got with his high school coach, who was right near there. Tried it out a little bit. Went and pitched on the club team. And didn't allow a single run in club baseball. The pitch. Inside corner, a strike. And it's 2-1. Fast forward to the next year. He tried out for the Alabama baseball team again. He made it. And then became one of the best relievers in SEC history while throwing sidearm. 2-1. Frisbee slider in there for a strike. It's 2-2 on Sherwin, and was drafted in the sixth round. And 4 years later, Chase Lee is going to be a big leaguer. And congratulations to Chase Lee up with Detroit, as announced today. 2-2 on Sherwin. The pitch. Check swing. He didn't go on a pitch down and in. Three balls and two strikes on the former Bucknell product. Signed as a non-drafted free agent in 2023, Anthony Sherwin. Second baseman today, left-handed batter, bent down at the knees. 3-2, fouls it back to the screen. It's still three balls and two strikes. Lopez gets a new baseball back. He's kind of an extended opener today. Lopez will probably go 2 to 3 innings, depending on his pitch count. He readies and fires. It's line foul off the facing of the Riders' dugout on the right side. It's still 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rough Riders infield to pole. Didn't get a chance to introduce you to the Riders' infield and outfield, so let's do that. Aaron Zavala in left, Alejandro Osuna in center, Josh Hatcher, the right fielder today, playing rather shallow. Payoff pitch. Breaking ball outside. Lovis just missed. One out base runner, first of the day for Corpus Christi. And Luis Encarnacion steps to the plate.
Number 4, Luis Encarnacion.
Rough Riders and Hooks, 0-0 our score. Encarnacion playing in his 10th game this season. No batting gloves for the right-handed batter. Rests a black-barreled, tan-handled bat on his shoulder. The pitch. Up and in, 1-0. Along the infield, it's Franier Chavez, the third baseman. Sebastian Walcott at shortstop. Cam Colley at second. Abimelech Ortiz holds on Sherwin at first. And Cooper Johnson puts down the signs for Lobitz, who comes home with the 1-0. Slider high. 2 balls and no strikes. This Corpus team just lost 5 of 6 against Midland on the road. They've lost 6 of their last 7 games. 2-0. Fastball dots the outside corner, letter high. It's 2-1. Rough Riders, meanwhile, just won 4 of 6 last week against Amarillo. Lopez ready. 2-1. Runner takes off, swinging a little nubber foul to the right side. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lobis already with 2 strikeouts today. He was very efficient in that first inning. 11 pitches, 8 for strikes. Lobis very wide in his stance as he gets his sign. Now closes off coming from the stretch. And the 2-2. Foul back. Just over the top of the netting. Hits off the sweet level and down into the stands where a decent-sized crowd has filled in on this Tuesday night. It's a smaller seating bowl than Riders Field, so it seems like it might be a little bigger crowd than you're used to seeing as they're more compact. They do a good job out here in Corpus. Lobis fires over to first. Just a little bit late, not in time. Chad Patterson, by the way, has our balls and strikes, our home plate umpire. Drew Buffelli is our first base umpire, and Kaz Cousins, who was in the Midwest League last year, is our third base umpire. Throw over to first. Again, not in time. Soft breeze continuing to blow out to left. Lobis has his sign. He's ready from the stretch. He comes home with a 2-2. Popped up foul again, backing out of play behind home plate. Still 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ryan Robleski, the designated hitter, is on deck. Here's the stretch once again, the pitch. In the air, right side, foul ground. Johnson gets rid of the mask again and makes the catch. 2 catcher pop-outs in this second inning, and there are 2 down with Sherwin still at first. That's a rarity.
I think it tells you a lot about the location of Ryan Lobis is breaking some, especially the sweeper and the slider, because he generates a lot of pokes and pop-outs with that when he's got good command of the zone. And that's been one of the things that's been taught to him is he's got great stuff. He just got to feel it out.
First pitch breaking ball to Robleski is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. His stuff was strikeout stuff last year. One of the top strikeout pitchers in the league. Throw to first, not in time. That being the South Atlantic League with Hickory last year. Before coming up to the Rough Riders. He stretches in the 0-1. Sweeper in there for a strike, and it's 0-2. Lobis, in his professional career, has had just 1 appearance where he didn't strike out a batter. 36 appearances, 35 with at least 1 strikeout. 0-2. There's another. A swing and a miss and a sweeper down low. Ryan Lobis strikes out Ryan Robleski, his third K, and he's through a scoreless second. We go to the top of the third. Tyler Danberg on the mic when we come back. Nothing-nothing our score on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game and enjoy out on the HEB family lawn. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. See you at Bark in the Park this summer. Let's ride.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
We've reached the top of the third on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Joey Mancini's first pitch to the left hand hitting Luis Mieses is a breaking ball in there, knee height for strike one call. No score between Frisco and Corpus Christi, game one of six from muggy Whataburger Field. The wind of the 0-1. The Riders DH looks at a buckling slider at 84 in tight. Alongside Zach Bickley, I'm Tyler Danberg. Happy to be with you here from Corpus Christi off the bay. Here's the pitch. Change up away from Mancini, who's looked good so far. He's got three punch outs and has stranded a man in scoring position in each of the last two frames. 2-1. Bashed on a ground ball to third. Scooped up by Castro. Slings it across to first. And it's in time for out number one. Back to the top of the lineup for Alejandro Osuna, who grounded out to first, his first time up. But for Mancini, in the first two innings, he allowed a two-out double to Abimelech Ortiz in the top of the first. His first toss to the lefty Osuna. Letter high fastball upstairs, 1-0. And then in the second, with two outs, he surrendered another two-out double, this time to Aaron Zavala, 1-0. Osuna flicks it foul off to the left, and it's 1-1. No score, base is clear, one out. Here in this top half of the third inning, the grass is shielded from the sun, completely in the shadows, 1-1. Fastball zooms just above the belt of the Rangers' eighth-ranked prospect, 94 there from Mancini, it's 2-1. Osuna leads the Texas League with 15 runs scored. He shares that with Amarillo's Tommy Troy. The 2-1. Lofted foul, third base side, and over the sweep level out of play. It's 2-2. Osuna, a speedy and cerebral base runner, that's been something that he has worked on extensively, especially here with the Rough Riders coaching staff, getting that first step. 2-2. Breaking ball hums into the dirt, backhanded by the catcher, Miguel Palma. It's 3-2 with one away. The bases are empty here for Osuna, the left-hand swinger. Slightly open stance. Top of the cleat, drenched in the dirt, the pitch. Fastball high and away at 94, and that's a one-out walk for Osuna.
He has done such a good job getting on base. And you mentioned the 15 runs scored leading the league. It's also the most through 15 games in franchise history for the Rough Riders. He is such a good base runner, such a good guy to get in scoring position because he's going to make the right decisions out of the bases no matter what.
Sebastian Walcott climbs in, right-hand hitter, first toss. He swings and he hammers it into left center field. The left fielder, Barber, pulls it down to the alleyway. And Osuna tags up the second. The throw on a hop skips out of the glove of the second baseman, Sherwood. And right on cue, Alejandro Osuna tags from first to second on a relatively routine fly into left center. There's a rider in scoring position with two away and another baseball-y play for the jubilant Alejandro Osuna.
He makes you think as a defender. He keeps you on your toes. He makes you make the perfect throw. And if he's out there, he tips his cap. But he's going to make you make the right play because he's going to be aggressive.
And on second, that's Osuna. Abimelech Ortiz, left-hand slugger, is at first today. The first pitch from Mancini. Check swing on a letter high fastball. Did he go? No, he did not, says third base umpire Cass Cousins, who's patrolling on the grass just to the left of the mound.
I'd be very interested what Osuna's sprint speed is. He's probably not the fastest, but probably one of the better base runners that you'd find.
The stretch and the 1-0. Breaking ball bends low and in, 2-0. So we don't have the metrics on that. However, according to Fangraphs, a Bill James statistic called speed factor can help us provide text to the value that Alejandro Osuna brings. Mancini's ready, 2-0. Breaking ball in tight, 3-0 there, just off the plate. So speed factor takes in stolen bases, stolen base attempts, run scored percentage. All three of those are intermeshed to gauge how good a base runner can be. He leads the Texas League in that. 3-0. Fastball in there, outer third, called strike one.
Both he and Cam Collie are in the top three in the Texas League in that statistic.
Is Jared Sundstrom still second?
He's number one right now. Yes, he just passed Osuna on Sunday.
The 3-1. Ortiz fends it foul off of the catcher, Miguel Palma. And it's now 3-2 with two out. The aforementioned Osuna on second.
But that's the thing with those kind of statistics this early in the season. They can fluctuate a ton from game to game.
No doubt. Ortiz with two bombs this year, both last week. Calls time with his left hand. Riders in the slate blue tops, gray pants, burgundy helmets, all white for the Corpus Christi Hooks with the navy crown caps and the new logo for the state of Texas and the CC Hook in the middle. And now Mancini steps off. He's working on 2 2/3 scoreless innings. He has fanned three while allowing no runs. This is the third straight inning where he has a man on scoring position. First two have not come home. The 3-2. Ortiz takes high ball, four fastball at 94. And there are riders on first and second with two away. Top of the third inning, no score, but Josh Hatcher coming to the plate.
This is the guy you want in this kind of situation. Team high 16 RBIs. Fourth in all minor league baseball in batting average, hitting .423. He is hitting everything hard, and you remarked before the game, he is having so much fun right now at the plate.
He was doing handshakes for the first base dugout for about 3 minutes before the game. Left hand hitting right fielder waits on the first pitch. On the ground to the right side, second baseman Sherwin gobbles it up on the dirt, slings it to Encarnacion at first, and the side is retired. The Riders for the third straight inning get a man in scoring position in Osuna, but they can't get him home. Scoreless midway through the third here in Game 1-6 from Whataburger Field.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Axis Custom Pools is the official pool builder of the Frisco Rough Riders. A veteran-owned company located in Anna, Texas, Axis Custom Pools services all throughout the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area. Axis Custom Pools can create your dream outdoor oasis to accommodate any backyard. Give us a call today or visit our website to book your free design consultation and check out our Facebook page for monthly giveaways. Axis Custom Pools, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders.
Don't miss big savings on new Chevy Silverados. It's time to go big. Classic Chevrolet, back-to-back number one Chevy dealer in the world. We're going big with over 800 new trucks priced for immediate sale. Big selection, big savings. Now is the best time to upgrade for less. Get top dollar for your trade to save even more. Go big. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com now. Together, let's drive. Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
No score in the bottom half of the third inning. Corpus Christi has Miguel Palma, Logan Cerny, and Zach Cole due up. Batters 8 and 9. Then the top of the order for Cole to face the new right-hander, Daniel Misaki, who stretches and deals. Fastball, cued foul to the right of home. It's 0-1 on Palma. First at bat for the Hooks catcher. Daniel Misaki replaces Ryan Lobis, who tossed two innings of no-hit baseball. The kick in the 0-1. Breaking ball, rides in over the outer third, 0-2. Misaki, a 28-year-old right-hander, 6 feet 170 out of Sao Paulo, Brazil, born in Japan. The 0-2. Splitter down and in the dirt, blocked by Cooper Johnson. That splitter was so efficient in his last appearance for the Rough Riders. He retired all six batters faced. He struck out the first three he faced in the sixth and seventh innings of a Riders' victory. The pitch. Splitter at the back ankle of Palma. It's 2-2. Misaki went from 2015 to 2024 without pitching in minor league baseball. Took a world tour. The 2-2. Slider away. 3-2, as you can hear the boats from the marina beyond the right field water park starting to honk. Does that happen a lot?
Oh, yeah. The best is when you get the big fog horns from the barges coming through. That lasts about 30 seconds.
The payoff. Palma whacks it, third base side and off the dugout of the Corpus Christi Hooks. Gotta love a good foghorn.
Oh, yeah. Can you do an impression of a foghorn?
We want people to keep listening, right? Misaki set at the belt with the fluorescent blue glove. His 3-2. Splitter, letter high and inside. A walk for Miguel Palma, second base runner for the Hooks. Still scoreless in the last of the third. Logan Cerny, right-hand hitting right fielder, steps in for the Hooks. Misaki, a fastball, a cutter, a slider, and a splitter. The lead, the stretch, the pitch. Grounded, third base side. Chavez to his right, spears it, throws to second. Colley's there to cover, catch and get out number one. What a play by Franier Chavez, who scraped the dirt with the ball in his glove, got up, and slinged it to second for the first out.
Just a beautiful job of smothering that ball to the backhand side, and then to be able to get the out at second, too. Got up and quickly got it over to second base. Not going to blame him because it was such an amazing play. If he throws that to the left of Colley there instead of the right, that's probably a double play. Amazing play, though.
One on, one out. Zach Cole takes fastball outside at 91 for Daniel Misaki. Cole, left-hand hitting center fielder, former Astros top 10 prospect, grounded out to second to lead off the bottom of the first. Bat stretched out right in front of his shoulders, the 1-0. Backdoor bender off the table, and it's two balls, no strikes. Light starting to peak on. You can see the cars come down the bridge from top to bottom beyond right center field. Palma gets his lead. Misaki the sign, the 2-0. Slider dips inside the top rail, and it's a called strike one to Cole. Former Ball State Cardinal, first team All Mid-American Conference selection in 2022. He was a 10th rounder by the Astros after the season. The righty lefty. Line off the glove of the first baseman Ortiz. Backed up by Colley. That one skitters under his glove down the right field line. Palma to third. The throw on a hop offline. That's Cerny who takes third. We'll see how they score it for Zach Cole. But it was a laser to first off the heel of Ortiz's mitt. Colley had a chance to back up and had plenty of time to pirouette and throw to first. But then that one caught underneath his mitt, and there are hooks on the corners with one out trying to threaten for the first run in this last of the third inning. Misaki bounces middle of the slab. He's ready with the first pitch to Colin Barber. He's inching a fastball low and in at 90, and it's 1-0 on the lefty left fielder. Such a tough play for Abimelech Ortiz there at first. Had to test his reflexes. He's holding the runner on first in Cole. The pitch in the air to left. Zavala started in. He races back. He pulls it down on the edge of the track. Cerny tags from third. Throw goes to the shortstop Walcott. Up to second goes Cole. And the hook strike first. It's 1-0 on a sack fly from Colin Barber.
Shortstop number 5, Buster Ferreras.
So Corpus Christi is the first to get on the board. Unlike opening day when Cooper Johnson hit a two-run home run, but then the Hooks eventually won that game 7-5. Riders won the final two. Misaki's first pitch. Pascanel Ferreras, right-hand hitting shortstop, looks at a slider way outside at 79. Misaki not afraid to use the splitter to anybody, whether they're right-handed or left-handed. Johnson on a knee, sets up outside. Misaki's 1-0. Swing and a miss. Met the target on the slider at 82.
I think on that sack fly, you saw firsthand why playing left field in this ballpark is one of the hardest positions in this ballpark to play. The wind plays such tricks on you, pushing that ball back on Zavala.
It's deceptive. 1-1. Ferreras checks his swing. He goes around. No appeal. There was the splitter there for Misaki in the dirt. Johnson kept it in front. 1-0 Corpus Christi, bottom of the third inning. 1-2 the count with two away on Pascanel Ferreras, who was 6-for-11 against Frisco. He's 8-for-49 since. 8-for-50 with a strikeout in the first. 1-2. Chop to the left of second. Shortstop Walcott snares it, slings to first in time, and the side is retired. But Zach Cole hits a sacrifice fly to left, and the hooks strike first. 1-0 Corpus Christi on our way to the fourth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
Antone's famous po' boys are handmade daily right here in Texas. With recipes that haven't changed since 1962, it's no wonder generations of Texans have enjoyed these iconic po' boys. Each Antone's po' boy is wrapped in white butcher paper and made with the highest quality meats, cheeses, chow chow relish, and pickles, all on their fresh French bread. Mustang fans can grab them on SMU's campus or at the stadium. University of Dallas fans can also find it on campus. Pick up your po' boy at your local HEB, Kroger, Market Street for Tom Thumb. Antone's is a proud sponsor of Rough Riders Baseball.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Cam Cawley, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
One nothing Corpus Christi on top of Frisco, top of the fourth from Whataburger Field. Cam Cawley, Cooper Johnson, Aaron Zavala due up to face Joey Mancini, who has allowed a runner in scoring position in each of his first three innings, but has not relinquished a run. Skies have darkened into a darker blue of hue, a darker hue of blue. Cam Cawley, right-hand hitter, takes a breaking ball into the opposite batter's box. It's 1-0.
Who's Hugh? That's what I want to know.
Former Browns coach Hugh Jackson.
Oh, okay.
1-0. Cawley pops it up. Left side of the infield. Hooks into foul ground. Third baseman Castro comes in. And he lunges back to make the catch. It's one down. Joey Mancini has shown no problem of getting the first two outs of the inning. It's been the two-out hitting of Frisco that's been able to get him, but that's been it. The right-hand hitting catcher, Cooper Johnson, waits on the first pitch. Broken bat flare, scooped on a hop by the second baseman, Sherwin. He trots in, he throws on the run to Encarnacion, and there's two away now on a 4-3
that
putout.
That nice is brought to you by the Corpus Christi Gas Department. Call 811 before you dig.
Let's reset the defense here for you for Corpus Christi from left field to right field. It's Colin Barber who drove in the first run of the game on a sack fly. Zach Cole in center, Logan Cerny in right. Third baseman is Castro, shortstop Ferreras, second baseman Sherwin, first baseman Encarnacion. First pitch to Aaron Zavala. Lefty left fielder takes a first pitch strike on a fastball belt high, received by the catcher Miguel Palma. Mancini and Palma is the battery tonight for Corpus Christi. Sixth. Fifth in ERA in the Texas League. Frisco's sixth. They've pitched well. It's been the offense the issue. 0-1. Fastball, letter high, 95 on the gun there from Mancini. He misses. It's 1-1. Zavala hit a two-out double to right center first time up, but Mancini was able to recover. He winds, he throws, and it's escalated foul third base side and into the parking lot. It's 1-2. Zavala owns the third highest walk rate among qualified minor league hitters. He is walking at an efficient clip. He has 10 straight games with a free pass. Mancini's 1-2. Shoulder-high fastball outside. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Base is empty. 1-0 hooks in the Rough Riders' top half of the fourth. Zavala waggles the bat, sticks his left elbow out. Outside target and pitch. Changeup at 87, a bit outside. It's 3-2 on Zavala. And now this is where the former Oregon Duck goes to work. The windup and Mancini's payoff. Flared foul over the left side seats, and it stays 3-2. The humidity has tampered off a bit, still a bit sticky. Game time temperature of 84 degrees with 78% humidity. 3-2. Shoulder high fastball, ball four. Zavala makes it 11 straight games with a walk. 12 of 13 games this year with a walk. And he was down.
You know how people come to the ballpark and say, I want to see Aaron Judge homer today. I wonder if there's somebody who comes to the ballpark and says, I want to see Aaron Zavala walk today.
Well, maybe after the series when the Riders come home to take on Wichita, there might be fans who listen to us and say, I want to see Aaron Zavala walk today. He goes. The first pitch to Franier Chavez is outside. The throw down to second, and Zavala's in with a head-first plunge to beat the throw from Palma.
Really good slide by Z. Went to the back outside corner. Did just beat the tag of Ferreras. First swipe of the year for Z.
Fourth straight inning with the runner in scoring position for Frisco. 1-0 on the switch hitting Chavez, batting left. And Mancini shaves an outside fastball up high, 2-0. Frisco through 15 games, 89 hits, second most in Riders recorded modern era. Chavez waits on the 2-0. Flies it into center field. Cole drifts back over to his left, makes an over-the-shoulder catch, and the inning is over. Riders go down scoreless, 1-0 Hooks, mid-4 on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Howdy, Rough Riders fans. Are plumbing problems throwing you a curveball? Knock it out of the park with Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, the exclusive plumbing partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. We share a commitment to patriotism and excellence. In fact, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Step up to the plate and get our double deal. No trip charge plus $50 off any plumbing repair. Don't strike out with subpar service. Text Book It to 833-201-1776. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing will have your home running smoother than a well-executed double play.
This is Sebastian Walcott, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
1-0 Hooks. Daniel Masaki's first pitch to Luis Castro. The right-hand hitting Hooks third baseman takes a first pitch strike on the fastball at 90 from Daniel Masaki in this bottom of the fourth inning. Hooks struck first off Masaki in the bottom of the third on a sacrifice fly by Colin Barber. Masaki's 0-1. Sinking fastball knee height, and it's 0-2 on a called strike from Masaki. Haven't seen much of the splitter from the Japanese-born Brazilian native. Light blue glove, he throws. There's the splitter, and it misses low and in to Castro, who popped out to the catcher, Cooper Johnson, in the second. That was the final inning for Ryan Lobist. He pitched two no-hit frames. The kick in the 1-2. Castro bangs it foul off the netting in the Hooks' third base dugout. It's 1-2. Lobis went 38 pitches, 26 of them strikes. He was in an opener role. Gives way to Masaki. He faces Castro, opens up his stance. He delivers. Slider away, check swing by Castro. He does not go, says first base umpire Drew Buffelli. Sky continuing to darken. We have a bridge to our left, bridge to right center, water park down the right field line. the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Splitter in the dirt. Johnson blocks it, tags out Castro, and there's a strikeout for Daniel Misaki. One away with the bases empty. 1-0 Hooks last to the fourth.
Second baseman number 19, Anthony Sherwin.
When Misaki dials up that splitter, tunnels it off the fastball, it is nearly unhittable. And that time it just disappeared. He went fastball, a little bit up, and then dove down out of the zone with a splitter, and no chance on that pitch.
First toss to Anthony Sherwin. Left-hand hitting second baseman eyes a fastball below his knees. Just a bit low. And it's 1-0. You're right, it's a great fastball splitter pairing. Especially to lefties like Sherwin. The pitch. There's a splitter banged right to the mound. Corralled by Misaki. He slings it to first. And Ortiz had to foot to his left and make the catch. And there's two away. Nice reflexes there from Misaki.
First baseman, number 4, Luis Encarnacion.
So it's 1-0 Corpus Christi in this bottom of the fourth inning. Two away, nobody aboard for Corpus. The batting gloveless Luis Encarnacion. Right-hand hitting. First baseman, first pitch. There's a cutter outside there from Misaki at 92. First reached the national stage while starting for Team Brazil in the 2013 World Baseball Classic at 16 years old. Helped him get a contract with the Seattle Mariners. 1-0. Splitter fouled off just behind Ryan Wroblewski, who's in the third base on deck circle. He pitched multiple years in the Mariners organization. He was a Baseball America rookie all-star with the Class A Pulaski Mariners in the now-defunct Appalachian League in 14. 1-1. Cutter, top rail, in there for strike two call. He was traded to Milwaukee in December of 2015 with right-hander Freddy Peralta and Carlos Herrera. 1-2. Lashed into left center field. Sixon for a base hit. Oshuna cuts it off. Pirouettes throws to the shortstop Walcott. And Encarnacion is aboard with a two-out single.
Designated hitter number 18, Ryan Wroblewski.
So the Hooks have one on with 2 outs. 1-0 Corpus Christi leading Frisco in the bottom of the fourth inning. Daniel Misaki steps back on the slab. We were talking about his career trajectory. First pitch to Wroblewski is a fastball up and in, nearly hit him as he limbos out of it. And it's 1-0 to the right-handed hitting DH. After Misaki was traded, he never pitched for Milwaukee, never pitched in their organization. That began a stretch of pitching internationally. The pitch, 1-0, is hacked and missed on a fastball there at 92 from Daniel Misaki. He pitched in the Independent Mexican League and helped him get a contract with the Cubs organization in 2024. 1-1. Slider speared in front by Cooper Johnson off his knee guards and do his right to stop it. It's 2-1. Before pitching back in minor league baseball and in Mexico, he pitched in Japan. The set. And the 2-1, two-out serve. Splitter tumbles low and in. After Japan with the Yomiuri Giants in the NPB, pitched in Venezuela, Colombia, Brazil, and Mexico. It's his second year back in the States. 3-1. Lifted into right center field. Hatcher circles to his right, and he puts it away for out number 3. Daniel Misaki. Strands a hook, pitches a scoreless fourth. We're on our way to the fifth. Zach's got you back. It's 1-0 Corpus Christi on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
How does up to 20 hours a day of super cheap electricity sound? With Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan, they're all yours. Just do your best to shift big appliances away from peak hours and get rewarded with super cheap rates the rest of the day. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
miss big savings on new Chevy Silverados. It's time to go big. Classic Chevrolet, back-to-back number one Chevy dealer in the world. We're going big with over 800 new trucks priced for immediate sale. Big selection, big savings. Now is the best time to upgrade for less. Get top dollar for your trade to save even more. Go big. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com now. Together, let's drive. Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
Step up to the plate and take your career's next big swing with the McKinney Police Department. Looking for a job with high pay, exciting variety, and the stability you need? McKinney Police Department offers competitive salaries, up to $109,000 per year, plus great benefits and a career that's anything but boring. Ready to knock it out of the park? Get started today at McKinneyPolice.org/apply.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Alongside Tyler Danberg, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you in game one of this six-game series, Corpus Christi and Frisco. Just a reminder, Baylor Scott & White Health is ranked among the best hospitals in the nation. From cardiology to gastroenterology, they're here to serve you. Make an appointment today by going to bswhealth.com. 9-1-2 for the Rough Riders in the fifth inning. Luis Meneses begins it. He grounded out to third his first trip. Rough Riders trailing 1-0 in this top of the fifth inning. Mancini comes home. And clips a fastball at the top of the zone for a strike. It's 0-1. Osuna and Walcott to follow. The Rough Riders looking for some semblance of offense. 0-1. Punched in the air, left side. Foul territory, Castro into foul ground. And he two-hands it out of the air, one away. Riders have had a base runner in every inning. Ortiz double in the first, Zavala double in the second, two walks in the third, and then one walk in the fourth, but they just have not been able to push anyone across. First pitch to Osuna. He watches just in the attic. It's 1-0. Osuna walked in the third. He grounded out to first in the first inning. 0-1 today. Mancini rifles. It's fouled away, clips the top of the netting, and down into the fifth row stands. And it's 1-1. Counting's hard sometimes. It's Tuesday. The hook's one run, a sacrifice fly in the third tonight. 1-1. Just outside, two balls and one strike. In their two losses last week, the Rough Riders had a lot of trouble with runners in scoring position, going 1-for-17. 2-1. Looped on a line, into right field. It lands in for a base hit for Alejandro Osuna. He singles with one down in the fifth. That brings Walcott to the plate. A breaking ball at the bottom of the zone and just hooked it into right. Walcott flied out to left and struck out in his two trips. Mancini readies and brings it. Fastball chopped left side of the infield. Over Castro, under Ferreras into left. Osuna winds around second on his way to third. He's in there. Walcott into second. More aggressive base running by Alejandro Osuna on a bit of a wild play. It was a high chopper that Castro from third went for, cutting in front of Ferreras. He leapt up in the air. It was over his glove, then bounded under Ferreras' glove, trying to backhand it, and squirted out into left. And Osuna, flying around second base, made it into third with Walcott, his trail runner, up to second. They'll probably go single there. And advancing on the throw. So here's Abby, who's doubled and walked today. Riders trailing 1-0 in the fifth. And Mancini steps off. They do go base hit for Sebastian Walcott. That's a 9-game hitting streak for the top prospect and 19-year-old. More importantly, though, he represents the go-ahead run. Ortiz, left-handed batter. His double was to left center. The pitch. Watch the fastball, middle for a strike, and it's 0-1. We mentioned the wind here. It's very unforgiving to left-handed batters. Unless you're Bimelec Ortiz, who homered during batting practice, and everyone's like, wow, I guess it is possible. 0-1. Down and in, gets all the way back to the backstop. Osuna comes in to score. Riders tied up on a wild pitch in the bottom of the fifth inning. It's 1-1.
Alejandro Osuna doing what Osuna does. He goes first to third on a banged single into left, and then he scores on a wild pitch. That value that he has goes well beyond the stat sheet, and you've said that time and time again, but it is the absolute truth.
It's that extra 90 feet that you don't always think about. It comes into play. Puts pressure on the defense. And that time, the pressure turned into a run. So the infield draws in onto the cut of the grass. 1-1 on Ortiz. Walcott at third, tied at 1 in the fifth. And Mancini delivers. Ortiz watches a breaking ball on the outside corner, upper edge for a strike two. It's 1-2. 5 Riders have 4 hits off Mancini. And now tied it. 1-2 toss home. Up and outside. 2-2. The way the hooks have been swinging the bats, Mancini really can't afford to give up another run in this inning. Corpus Christi has had a tough time pushing runs across the plate. He brings in the 2-2. Swinging a line drive, looped down the right field line. A long run for Cerny. He can't get it. It falls in. Walcott comes in from third, and Abimelech Ortiz gives the Riders the lead in the fifth. A looping shot single down the right field line. It's 2-1 Frisco.
Big hack, soft contact, but enough to dunk in. And Walcott kept playing should I stay or should I go, going left and right between third and home, but Ortiz now driving in 6 runs over his last 2 series.
So now Josh Hatcher, 3 consecutive hits. The pitch. Looks at a strike right down the middle. It's 0-1. First pitch breaking ball. Osuna, Walcott, and Ortiz all singling consecutively. 2-1 Frisco. 0-1. Up and outside. 1-1 to the right fielder who came in hitting .423 through 12 games. The best start through a team's 15 games with a minimum of 50 at-bats in franchise history. The 1-1. He swings and misses in a high fastball and bows his head backward in disgust at his swing decision. It's 1-2. Pinwheels the bat once out to the hill, locks it over his left shoulder, white batting gloves against a tan bat. Right-hander's 1-2, swing and a miss. Went down and in with a breaking ball for strike 3. Fourth strikeout for Mancini. 2 down and Cam Colley hits. Colley has grounded out and popped out today. Frisco 2, Corpus Christi 1. Top of the fifth, 2 down, Ortiz at first. The pitch. Breaking ball rides inside. 1-0. Colley continues what has been a tough stretch for him with his 0-2 to start the day. One nothing pitch from Mancini. Colley clubs it deep down the left field line, but he hooked it foul. And it's 1-1. Colley now 1 for his last 22 spanning 6 games. This is coming off of a stretch where he had 4 consecutive multi-hit games. Taps the outside corner of the plate with the tip of the bat. Now the inside corner. Locks it over his right shoulder, the 1-1. Swings and fouls it back into Palma's glove, and it's 1-2 on the Rough Riders' second baseman. Cooper Johnson waiting patiently on deck for Frisco. Calling calls for time. Wearing eye black on his face. Two straight lines underneath his eyes. Mancini brings in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a fastball off the outside corner. Side retired, but the Riders do grab the lead. They lead it 2-1 to the home half of the fifth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
We're back for the bottom of the fifth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Riders grab a couple runs in the top of the fifth inning. They lead it 2-1 to the home half of the fifth. And Daniel Misaki, now the pitcher of record for the Rough Riders, back on to throw.
24, Mika Koma.
Third inning of work for the Riders right-hander in this bullpen day to open the series. Ryan Lopez went two hitless innings in shutout baseball. Misaki has surrendered a run so far. Eight-hole hitting catcher Miguel Palma hits, and the first pitch is fisted in the air right side. Ortiz going out. Hatcher coming in towards the line. It lands in fair. Hatcher grabs it and holds Palma with a bloop single. Pump fake back behind him, and Palma went skirting back into first base.
The
perfectly located bloop single down the right field line. Not more than 3 or 4 feet inside the line and just out of the reach of Ortiz. Well, Logan Cerny, the right-handed hitter now, nine-hole batter. And the pitch is on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1 to Cerny, who scored the lone run for the Hooks tonight. Misaki stretches in the 0-1. Swinging a chopper up the middle. Walcott plays it to his left. Underhand shovel to Colley for one. Fire to first, not in time. 6-4 fielder's choice. One away.
Center fielder number 3, Zach Cole.
Top of the order now for Zach Cole. Time for our On This Date in Baseball History, presented by Fenton Athletics. It was on this date back in 2017 that a former Rough Rider did something amazing in the minor leagues, but it wasn't with the Rough Riders. Pitch to Cole. It is over the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. Tyler Malley, who was a rehabber with the Rough Riders last year and off to a phenomenal start this year for the Rangers. A 0-6 ERA through 5 starts in the big leagues this year. 0-1. Right down the middle for a strike. It's 0-2. Malley was coming up with the Cincinnati Reds organization, and in 2017 with AA Pensacola, he threw a perfect game on this date in baseball history against the Mobile Bay Bears in a 1-0 win. The pitch. Outside corner. Got him looking. Cole down on strikes on a splitter that sunk onto the outside corner. A two down in the fifth inning. Runner at first for Colin Barber. 2-1 Rough Riders.
Left fielder number 9, Colin Barber.
It wasn't just that he threw a perfect game. It was that he threw it on 89 pitches. It was the first Southern League perfect game since 1970. Pitch home. Runner takes off. Check swing on a pitch that got away from Johnson to his right. And it's a stolen base for Logan Cerny. Just the second stolen base that Johnson has allowed this year, and that's not his fault. That was a pitch down in the dirt. It still goes on his record. So 1-0 with the runner in scoring position now on Barber, who lifted a sac fly in the third. Misaki stretches. Cox back, fires. Popped up foul out of play to the left side. It's 1-1. That was our This Day in Baseball History presented by Fenton Athletics. Rangers GM Ross Fenstermaker addressed the Rangers media earlier today, and it's being reported that Frisco Rough Rider Winston Santos, after being placed on the IL earlier today, has a pretty deep injury. The 1-1 is sent in the air to center field. Reynard Osuna, who started in, now drifts back. He's under it to put it away and end the inning. Winston Santos, we'll talk about him when we come back. Top of the sixth next. 2-1 Riders on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League's team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. For tickets and more information on the Dallas Black Giants, head online at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Play ball!
Is your business ready to stand out in a crowded market? At Fast Signs of Frisco, they empower your brand with custom signage solutions that captivate and engage. From eye-catching banners to dynamic displays, their team of experts tailor every project to meet your unique needs. With over 70 years of combined experience, Fast Signs of Frisco delivers the quality and innovation you expect. Transform your business today with Fast Signs of Frisco, where your visual communications dreams become a reality. Visit them online or stop by their center at 9411 Preston Road, next to Hutchins Barbecue. Fast Signs of Frisco, the premier sign solution for Frisco and all of North Dallas.
It's game time, Rough Riders fans. And just like baseball, some traditions only get better with time. That's why SoChill Tortilla Chips bring you the crunch of centuries-old recipes, made light, crisp, and irresistibly good. Founded from family traditions passed down for generations, SoChill Chips are crafted to be so thin, so crisp, so good. So, whether you're at Riders Field or watching from home, grab a bag of SoChill Chips and taste tradition in every bite.
Sing!
SoChill, proud sponsor of your Frisco Rough Riders.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders lead it 2-1 in the top of the sixth inning. Alongside Tyler Danberg, I'm Zach Bigley. Anderson Vito takes over on the mound for Joey Mancini, who is strong through his five innings, surrendering just two runs on five hits. He struck out five and walked three in his start today. So Bino, the tall right-hander at 6'3", 230 pounds, deals with Cooper Johnson to start the sixth. And the pitch. Fastball outside, 1-0. As we were going to break last inning, we were talking about Winston Santos, the Rough Riders starting pitcher, Rangers number 5 prospect. 1-0. Outside corner for strike one. It's 1-1. It was announced and reported on by Kennedy Landry of MLB.com that Ross Fenstermaker, the general manager for the Rangers, 1-1, slapped foul out of play to the right side, 1-2, said that Santos has a stress reaction in his lower back. He'll be out for 8 to 10 weeks at least. So that's a big hit for both the Rangers and their player development and the Rough Riders and their starting pitching. The offering is high, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. He looked really good in his 3-inning start on Tuesday, but obviously it was only 3 innings, and you hope that it was just precautionary, but it turns out it is not. So we hope that Santos gets better soon. The pitch is just off the outside corner, 3-2. Two-one Rough Riders, top of the sixth. Darkness starting to surround us in Corpus, 3-2. Johnson checks his swing, and he did not go off the outside corner, ball four. Leadoff walk for the Rough Riders and Anderson Beto.
It's a great at-bat for Cooper Johnson, but going back to Winston Santos, now that we know that, looking back on his three-inning, no-run, no-hit start, I think tells you even more about the competitive drive and nature of Winston Santos.
He was fantastic on Tuesday. First pitch to Aaron Zavala is clubbed high in the air to right field. Wynn pushes it back towards Cerny, who angles in and makes the catch. Zavala retired for the first time today. One out in the top of the sixth. The Rough Riders 2, Hooks 1. Brainerd Chavez strides to the plate for the Riders.
Number 2, Brainerd Chavez.
2 runs, 5 hits, and no errors for Frisco. The Hooks with 1 run on 3 hits and no errors. Wind blowing softly out to left field. The pitch fits across the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 0-1. Anderson Beto making his 5th appearance. All of them have come out of the bullpen for Corpus Christi. No record, a 2 ERA. 0-1. Chavez swings and misses at a changeup diving away from the left-handed batter. It's 0-2. Over 9 innings, 5 strikeouts to 3 walks. Opponents hitting 212 against Beto. Most recently pitched a few days ago in Midland. The offering down in the dirt. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes. 2 2/3 innings in that one. He allowed 3 runs, 2 of them earned. His only 2 earned runs he's allowed all season. His first appearance was 2 innings, allowing 1 unearned run against the Rough Riders on opening day. 1-2, swing and a miss. Late hack on a pitch on the outside corner. Chavez down on strikes, and there are 2 away. First strikeout for Beto. And Luis Mieses climbs to the plate. 2-1 Rough Riders, top of the sixth. The pitch. Just low. 1 ball, no strikes. Well, let's introduce you to our trivia question. We'll carry it over most likely into our bottom half of the sixth inning action. It's brought to you by Cullen College. Are you ready for this one, partner?
Let's do it.
All right. 1-0 pitch to Mieses. It is low, and it's 2-0. All right. On this day in baseball history, 1985, Kirby Puckett hit his first career homer, Hall of Famer. He finished with just 207 home runs in a 12-year career, still made the Hall of Fame. 2-0. Just misses with a changeup, 3-0. So the trivia question brought to you by Cullen College, can you name the 11 Hall of Famers who debuted after 1960 to hit fewer than 200 home runs? The pitch is a strike at the top of the zone. It's 3-1 on Mieses with 2 down, 2-1 Rough Riders.
I was already preparing my answers, but they were all pre-1960.
And I will say they are position players. They're obviously pitchers who have fewer than 200 home runs. 3-1. Down in the dirt, ball four, and Mieses draws a walk. So Johnson up to second base. He began the inning with a walk, and now Mieses pushes him that way. 2 outs, 2 on, top of the order for Alejandro Osuna, 2-1 Riders.
Ozzie Smith.
Ozzie Smith is correct. He is one of the answers. I think that is probably the easiest one because he had 28 homers in his career, which is the fewest on this list. Miguel Palma jumps out in front of home, divvies out the signs.
Alan Trammell.
Alan Trammell is correct. He had 185 home runs in his career. The second most out of those who had fewer than 200. Beto dealing with 2 aboard. He pitches home to Osuna and fits into the top shelf for a strike. 0-1.
Does this include upcoming inductees? Did
it does not.
Okay.
Pitch is up and in. It's 1-1. And time called. Palma called it behind the plate.
That makes sense because Ichiro was going to be the next guest, but
he's a Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he got it.
Isn't
he counts.
He's coming into this year.
But he's already been voted in.
Oh, so yeah. So upcoming. Okay.
There's a hot ground ball up the middle. Ferreras bobbles at shortstop, and everybody's safe. He went down to field it. It hopped up, and he smothered it with his chest, but he couldn't collect it. And Osuna is safe at first. The bases are now loaded for the Rough Riders for Sebastian Walcott. An error on the shortstop, Ferreras. So Ichiro is your guess. That is correct. 117 career homers for Ichi. Bags full for Walcott. 1-for-3 today, the pitch. A check swing, strike outside corner, 0-1. Looking for the 11 Hall of Famers who debuted after 1960 to hit fewer than 200 home runs. Colin Collins trivia question. 0-1 pitch home. Walcott sends a high fly ball into shallow center field. Zach Cole coming in. Ferreras back the shortstop. He makes the catch. Inning over. Riders load the bases, come up empty. Bottom six next. They still lead it 2-1 on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
With Rhythm Energy's Power Shift plan, you get up to 20 hours a day when electricity prices are insanely cheap. We're talking in the ballpark of a nickel per kilowatt hour. That's bonkers. Don't overpay for your electricity this summer and start saving with Rhythm Energy today. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
This is Cole Drake, and you're listening to the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the sixth inning in this series opener between the Rough Riders and the Hooks. 2-1 Frisco. Alongside Tyler Danberg, I'm Zach Bigley. Pascanel Ferreras starts the sixth against Jancer Lara for the Rough Riders, the right-hander. There's the stretch by him, and he deals home. Fastball, just high, and it's 1-1 and no strikes. All right, we're in the midst of our Collin Collins trivia question, looking for the 11 players in the Hall of Fame who debuted after 1960 to hit 200 or fewer homers. 1-0, fastball, letter high, a strike, and it's 1-1. Zach is bad at making trivia questions, apparently, because there are actually 10 of them, not 11. Bill Mazeroski debuted in 1956. Not after 1960. The 1-1. Swing and a miss and a high fastball, and it's 1-2. Bill Mazeroski shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame, though. He's in there for one big moment, which was the walk-off homer in 1960 in the World Series. Good career. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a high fastball. Jancer Lara. First batter faced. First strikeout. One away. All right, so we're looking for seven more answers. You've gotten Ichiro, Ozzie Smith, Alan Trammell so far.
Mr. Padre, Tony Gwynn.
Tony Gwynn is correct. Tony Gwynn had 135 home runs in his career. First pitch to Castro. Up and in, 1-0. Were you objecting to Mazeroski saying he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame? Do you think he should be in the Hall of Fame?
I think you can make an argument.
He had 36 career WAR.
But he had value. He's one of the better shortstops and second basemen of his era.
1-0. Swinging a hard ground ball to third. Easily vacuumed in. Freiner Chavez has got it. Throws to first in time, two away.
I do not know about that 36 WAR, though.
He only played...
Second,
well, he played 17 seasons. Okay, anyway.
Robin Yount.
Robin Yount is incorrect. Anthony Sherwin steps in. 2-1 Riders, bottom six. First pitch is outside, 1-0.
This is a bad gash, but Ricky Henderson...
Ricky Henderson is incorrect. I think he had over, 40 leadoff home runs, something like that? I think more than that. 1-0 is high. It's 2-0. Let's see, how many did Ricky hit? Henderson had 297 home runs in his career. 2-0. Just low, 3-0. Looking for Hall of Famers who debuted after 1960 who had 200 or fewer home runs. We can start going to some hints if you need it. 3-0. Just high. Ball four. Four-pitch walk with two down. Brings Luis Encarnacion to the plate.
Ready for the hint, Zach.
Okay, so we'll start from the fewest. This player with 92 career home runs was a 19-year big leaguer, had 3,000 hits, was known for his magistry with the bat more than his power. In fact, he and Ichiro have very similar careers. First pitch is at the top of the zone, a strike, it's 0-1. Debuted in 1967, finished in 1985. Made 18 All-Star games.
Jim Rice?
Wasn't Jim Rice. 0-1. A line drive looped over short in the left center ahead. Sherwin up to second. He stops right there. Runners at first and second with two down now in the sixth inning.
Designated hitter number 18, Ryan Robleski.
Robleski stands in.
Rod Carew.
Rod Carew is correct. All right, our next player. 12-time All-Star, 18 years in the big leagues. 1982 to 1999, also a 3,000-hit guy. First pitch to Robleski, a check swing foul ball into the netting right side, 0-1. 118 career home runs.
I feel like the spelling bee. Do you have the years again? Definition?
Use it in a sentence. Yeah. 1982 to 1999. Please, in your... question or answer in form of a question. 0-1. Dots the outside corner. 0-2.
Do you have the origin?
This was a answer on one of our previous trivia questions last week. Does that help? Probably not. Great nickname pertaining to food. 0-2. Late swing, fouled it off. Still 0-2.
George Taco Bell.
No, I'm just kidding. Not George Bell. Particularly to a pregame meal. He would eat this before every single game. Chicken. Chicken man. 0-2. Pop it fell out of play, still 0-2.
Wade Box.
Wade Box. His head is on his scorebook. All right, Wade Box is off the board. All right, we have four answers left. You think you can make it through this? All right, 2024 inductee. Catcher. 0-2 pitch on the way to Robleski. Slow tapper, past the mound. Walcott charges, picks, slings it to first. Abby can't dig it out. Sherwin comes around third and scores, and we're tied. Low throw from Walcott. Ortiz tried to dig it in the dirt. It went off of his glove, and Sherwin pedaled around third to tie the game at two.
Catcher number 24, Mika Kogma.
It looked like the inning was off to such a good start. Tough play for Walcott. Got rid of it quickly, just low. Would have been a bang-bang play if he would have got it over there. And Ortiz would have picked it. But now it's Miguel Palma. We're tied at two in this bottom of the sixth. The pitch. Fastball pierces the outside edge. It's 0-1. They give Robleski an RBI single. The pitch. Swing and a tapper up over the hill. Colley's got it at second. Steps on the second base bag. Inning over. We'll carry our trivia into the top of the seventh inning. We're tied at two right here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
At USAA, we know the best way to serve our members is by building the best team. So we're looking for talented people like you to join us. From claims and finance to tech and beyond. But it's not just skill sets and impressive resumes we're looking for. It's the unique qualities that everyone at USAA shares and the passion to make a real difference for our members. Search USAAjobs.com and find out what we're made of.
USAA, Equal Opportunity Employer.
Attention Rough Riders fans. Life throws fastballs, and when it does, you want the Crowder Law Firm batting for you. Darlena Crowder has secured over 350 not guilty verdicts in Texas. Now that's what we call a winning streak. Remember, with the Crowder Law Firm, it's more than just defense. It's a home run of resources with unlimited investigation services and no additional charges to you. So don't let a legal curveball catch you off guard. Team up with the champions of defense. Call 214-544-0061 and get Darlena Crowder and her team on your side today. The Crowder Law Firm, your heavy hitters in the courtroom.
Power everyone's devices with Astound's ultra-reliable fast internet that delivers. Go to Astound.com for fiber-powered, award-winning internet starting at $20 a month. Why choose Astound? Get more of the speed you need for all your devices and do more of everything you love with a smooth internet connection. Plus, save more with Astound Mobile, offering a choice of plans that run on one of the largest and fastest 5G networks. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit Astound.com today. Restrictions apply. See Astound.com for details.
Time for the top of the seventh on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the seventh inning. We're tied at two. Brand new ball game. And to tell you more about it, here's Tyler.
Thank you, Zach. We're here at the top of the seventh inning. Anderson Beto to face Abimelech Ortiz, Josh Hatcher, and Cam Colley. We were talking about our Colin Collins trivia question, and Zach posed the question to name the 10 Hall of Famers with under 200 home runs or under 300 home
under
runs?
Under 200 after debuting after 1960.
First pitch to Abimelech Ortiz is a changeup with that and missed. It's 0-1 on Ortiz. 2-for-2 with a double, a walk, and an RBI single. One more guess for you, Zach.
Okay.
Joe Mauer.
Joe Mauer is correct. He's the 2024 inductee at catcher. 143 career home runs.
The pitch. Off speed in the dirt at 88. Ortiz even at 1-1.
You're missing three. Do you want me to give them to you, or How do you want to navigate this?
Yeah, bring it on.
Okay.
I surrender. The 1-1. Backdoor breaking ball at 83, misses upstairs. 2-1 on Ortiz, left hand hitting first baseman.
All right, we'll do it after this pitch.
Infield slightly playing him to pull the delivery. 2-1 is flicked foul.
Okay, 149 career homers, Lou Brock.
Ooh.
170 career homers, Tim Raines. And 198 homers, Barry Larkin.
Very surprised that Barry Larkin didn't get the 300, the pitch. 2-2 is lifted foul beyond the third base Hooks dugout. And six rows up into the seats where the Hooks mascot, a seagull, drapes all over it. It's 2-2. Any guys that really surprised you?
I think Barry Larkin, the fact that he didn't even get to 200 is pretty surprising.
MVP, the 2-2. Fouled off to the left, Ortiz stays alive. This will be pitch number six.
World Series champion in 1990 with the Reds, but Alan Trammell, I have to admit, I don't know a whole lot about Alan Trammell. I know he was a really good player, but I didn't know he wasn't even a 200 home run guy.
The 2-2. Popped up, third base side. Catcher Palma over near the dugout, and it's out of play.
So again, that list, Tyler. Barry Larkin, Alan Trammell, Tim Raines, Lou Brock, Joe Mauer, Tony Gwynn, Wade Boggs, Ichiro, Rod Carew, and Ozzie Smith.
That Hall of Fame class with Alan Trammell has to be one of the more loaded Hall of Fame classes. Beto leans in to get the sign. He's ready. The 2-2. Ortiz swings and misses on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball at the letters. And there's one away with nobody aboard in a tie game at 2 in the top of the 7th here from Whataburger Field. The Hall of Fame class that year,
right here, number 12, Josh
in
Hazard.
2018. Trevor Hoffman, Jim Thome, Alan Trammell, Jack Morris, Chipper Jones. First pitch to Josh Hatcher is a changeup swung on and missed. Outer third, 0-1. And how can we forget Vladimir Guerrero? The one-strike pitch. Changeup in the dirt off the powder blue catcher's gear of Miguel Palma. It's 1-1 on Hatcher. He's 0 for 3 today.
You have a top 2 or 3 first baseman of his generation in Jim Thome, and top third baseman of his generation in Chipper Jones.
1-1. Swinging a cue ball into the third base Hooks dugout. Pitcher picks it up with the left hand. 1-2 on Hatch.
And then Vladimir Guerrero, who won an MVP. One of the strongest right field arms in baseball history.
The 1-2. Change up into the opposite batter's box. The lefty Hatcher has the count even at 2-2. Home plate umpire Chad Patterson gets a new ball from the bat boy and tosses it to Beto. Tie game at 2, top of the 7th inning. Both teams with 5 hits. The 2-2. Hatcher escalates it down the left field line. The left fielder Barber towards the chalk, camps under and pulls it in on the dirt. There's two away.
Hard to beat the inaugural Hall of Fame class, though.
No.
Was Walter Johnson, Big Train, Ty Cobb, Cy Young, and I'm forgetting one other player. There are 4.
Well, you have to think, too, Zach, that's got to be one of the toughest things to do because the Baseball Hall of Fame was founded in the 30s. First pitch to the righty, Cam Colley. He swings and whacks it into left center field, but right at Barber, who settles under, and he hauls it in. A 1-2-3 inning.
It was Babe Ruth and Christy Mathewson. Babe Ruth. I forgot Babe Ruth. Yeah, okay.
That makes 2 of us. We're on our way to the bottom of the 7th. It's stretch time here in Whataburger Field. Deadlocked at 2 on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2025. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco, sponsored by Baylor Scott & White Health and Cacique. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on May 16th, August 3rd, and September 12th. For more information, go to RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Vamos Quesos!
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Alejandro Osuna, and you're listening to the Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Tie game at 2. Hooks home half of the 7th inning. Chancellor Lara out for a second inning of work for the Riders. His first pitch of the frame to Logan Cerny. And it's a fastball. Nearly hit his chin. The righty Cerny ducks out of it. Lost his bat. It's 1-0. Lara pitched the 6th inning. Allowed one run on two hits, a strikeout and a walk. He's set, he deals. Freezes the outside corner with the fastball at 95. In the bottom of the 6th inning, Corpus Christi got a run on a ground ball to short. They scored a single for Ryan Robleski, the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball outside edge, 95. Got a whiff from Cerny, 1-2. Walcott, the shortstop, came in, picked it up, and he whizzed it to first, but it was low enough the glove of Abimelech Ortiz that allowed a run to score. We're deadlocked at a pair, the 1-2. Swung on and missed on a slider in at the hands. Chancellor Lara with a strikeout, his second tonight. Peak Roofing and Construction is the one-stop roofing company serving the DFW and Austin areas. They provide top residential roofing services for your home. Visit peakroofingandconstruction.com to learn more. One out, nobody aboard for the Hooks in their home half of the 7th, tied up at 2 runs apiece in game 1-6. Chancellor Lara to Zach Cole, first pitch. Breaking ball, belted foul, third base side. 0-1 on the lefty, Cole in center today. He's facing Chancellor Lara, who has not pitched in minor league baseball up until this point for 7 years. The one-strike pitch. Got him swinging. Went to the backdoor slider there. Two-pitch mix for Lara. Fastball and slider, it's 0-2. Outside of pitching in the Nicaraguan Winter League this past offseason, hadn't pitched since 2018. 0-2. Fastball in there. Called strike three at 96 on the low outside edge. And there's two up, two down by way of the K in this top or bottom half of the 7th.
Number 9, Colin Harper.
You know, Zach, when you look at a lot of these Frisco relievers, there's just so many unique stories. We talked about two of them today in Lara and Daniel Misaki. First pitch to Colin Barber. He swings and pokes it over the mound. Shortstop Walcott knocks it down off the top of his glove. And Barber strolls into first safely. Walcott couldn't fish it out. And he pumps his right fist. He's frustrated.
Shortstop number 5.
It's been a tough start of the season defensively for Walcott. It's his 5th error already. So much talent. And he works so hard on his defense every single day with manager Carlos Cardoza, but hasn't been able to translate in the early going.
There's never a day when he's not out there. Pescado Ferreira swings the first pitch and sends a soaring fly ball into right. Cam Cully, the second baseman, goes out, and he makes the catch on the two-tone grass. The inning is over. Chancer Lara pitches a shutout bottom of the seventh. Keeps it at a 2-2 standstill on our way to the eighth. Here are the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders. And even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
It's game time, Rough Riders fans. And just like baseball, some traditions only get better with time. That's why SoChill tortilla chips bring you the crunch of centuries-old recipes, made light, crisp, and irresistibly good. Founded from family traditions passed down for generations, SoChill chips are crafted to be so thin, so crisp, so good. So, whether you're at Riders Field or watching from home, grab a bag of SoChill chips and taste tradition in every bite.
Sing!
SoChill, proud sponsor of your Frisco Rough Riders.
Now for the top of the eighth from the HEB Riders.
Tie ball game at 2 in the top of the eighth inning. New pitcher on for the Corpus Christi Hooks. For a Benjamin Franklin Plumbing call to the bullpen, it's Santiago Dominican Republic native Wilmy Sanchez. 5'10", 210 pounds, 21 years of age. On April 18th at Midland, his last appearance, he allowed one run on one hit and walked the batter while striking out one. He had a good series against Frisco. He got the save on opening night on April 4th and worked a scoreless ninth inning. He'll come up, and Sanchez will face Cooper Johnson, Aaron Zavala, and Franier Chavez, batters 6, 7, and 8. The Hooks got on the board first in the bottom of the third on a sack fly by Colin Barber. The Rough Riders responded with 2 in the top of the fifth. Sanchez crisscrosses, winds, and fires. First pitch is a breaking ball at 77. At the shoulders of the right-hand hitting catcher, Cooper Johnson, 1-0. He turns and quickly deals. Fastball rides in over the outside. A ball and a strike on Johnson. And then Corpus Christi tied things up in the bottom of the sixth on an infield single by Ryan Robleski. Sanchez is 1-1. Letter high fastball at 93, misses in. And it's 2-1 on Cooper Johnson. A three-hit game on Sunday evening, and a big win, 8-6 for the Riders. The 2-1. Ranking ball, Johnson checks his swing. He does not go on the appeal to first, says Drew Buffelli. Sanchez got a 5-out save on opening night at Frisco. Here's his 3-1. Fastball in there over the outer third. High outside strike, and it's 3-2. Johnson so far been one of the best defensive catchers in minor league baseball. He's also slugging .697. Big leg kick. Where's the tight pants with the stirrup showing between his white cleats. Stands straight up in the box. The 3-2. Breaking ball dives in for call strike 3 on the inside corner. Johnson barks back at home plate umpire Chad Patterson. And Wilmy Sanchez has his first strikeout. There's one away.
I think it's always interesting when the catcher is at the plate and they have something to say to the umpire. You know they've already built that relationship throughout the game. It has to mean something. And you could probably get away with a little bit more.
First pitch to Aaron Zavala. The left-hand hitter swings and fouls it off third base side. It's all about playing the relationship game, just like it is in any way of life. Zavala doubled his first time up, walked his second, flew out his third, the pitch. off speed, low and away, and it's 1-1 on the former Oregon Duck, Aaron Zavala.
Sounds like a bad 70s game show. The relationship game.
Did you ever watch that? Reruns? 1-1. Last foul, first base side off the Rough Riders dugout.
Is that a thing?
The dating game. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, okay.
That's a thing, right?
Let's see.
I think
the dating game. The dating game was a thing.
Yeah. Does it say who was the host?
I can tell you here in a second.
Time called by Zavala.
Chuck Barris? Oh, he was the showrunner.
Did you know that Al Michaels, legendary broadcaster, actually got his start working on game shows? The 1-2. Zavala pokes a foul right off his back left knee. It's 1-2.
It was Jim Lang, by the way.
Jim Lang. Al Michaels, I believe, worked on Wheel of Fortune. Here's the kick in the 1-2. Bounced up the first baseline. Trickles foul. Yeah, Al Michaels got his start in game shows and helped lead him to being the color man for Chick Hearn.
Full circle, his first job in television was choosing women to appear on The Dating Game.
Oh, 1-2. Line fell straight back. Wouldn't you know it? Tie game at 2. Bases empty for the Riders. Top half of the 8. There's one away. Wilmy Sanchez replaces Anderson Vito. Here's the windup and the pitch. Zavala bangs it foul off the green padded top of the dugout railing on the first base side. He's Zach Bigley. I'm Tyler Danberg. None of us are affiliated with game shows.
Yet.
1-2. Swing and a miss. Shoulder high fastball at 96. And Sanchez has struck out the first two batters he's faced.
What game show do you think you'd excel at?
It's a show that hasn't been put on yet, but Sports and Music Jeopardy.
Jeopardy. Any other type of Jeopardy you wouldn't be able to do?
First pitch to Franier Chavez, and he flies one foul down the right field line and into the seats where the stands and lower bowl jut out towards the right field line. I'd just say Jeopardy. What about you?
I watched a lot of Jeopardy, so I'd probably say that.
Oh, fan came away with the loose ball. A lot of seats out there that are vacant. But a nice crowd here. It's a cozy crowd, too, so they're supportive. 0-1 on Chavez. And a changeup spiked in the dirt. Chavez 0-for-3, a pair of strikeouts. He's a switch hitter batting from the left side. Started hitting from that side at 13. 1-1. Way out in front of the change. 1-2 with two gone. He readjusts the batting gloves and calls time. Frisco trying to win game 1 of 6. If they win this series, they've won 4 in a row. The 1-2. On the ground to first. Encarnacion spears it with a forehand. Takes it himself to the bag and beats Chavez by 3 steps. Wilmy Sanchez strikes out the first two batters he faces. Gets a grand out of Franier Chavez. And we stay tied up at 2. We're on our way to the bottom of the 8th. You're listening to the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders fans, there's never been a better time to switch to Rhythm Energy's Power Shift plan and start saving immediately on your electricity bill. Nobody loves a low-scoring game, but everybody's a fan of low electricity bills. Shift power, save money, repeat. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Ewing Buick GMC is the official truck dealership of the Frisco Rough Riders and the number one Buick GMC dealership in North Texas. With an extensive selection of new and used vehicles and a long history of excellent customer service, Ewing makes it easy to find your next off-roading, tool-hauling, kid-carrying, hard-working truck. Come by Ewing Buick GMC and experience why we're number one. Dallas North Tollway at Spring Creek Parkway or online at ewingbuickgmc.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning coming your way on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the eighth inning here from Whataburger Field. Skyler Hales, his first pitch of the night to Luis Castro. And the Hooks third baseman swings and misses on his slider away. And it's nothing and one. Skyler Hales coming in to make his sixth appearance. His last appearance, he got the lost in a loss. The first, now second toss is a breaking ball over the outside corner, 0-2. Castro 0-3. Pop out, strike out, ground out. Up against the big right-hander Hales, who takes a deep breath and unfurls. Bounce to third. Chavez up with it. Throws to first. One away. Well, it's time for our Avondale Dealerships Road to the Show Spotlight, highlighting a former Frisco Rough Rider now in the big leagues. And it's Giants catcher Sam Huff, who in his ninth game played on Sunday in the 5-4 loss against the Los Angeles Angels. He hit his first home run of the season. It was a 397-foot shot en route to a 2-for-3 game. Hales against the lefty Sherwin, first pitch. He shows bunt, he pops it over the screen and foul to our left. Sam Huff, you've said it, prodigious power, time and time again.
So good at hitting the ball a long ways. The only question with him was always, could he do it consistently? So great to see him hit his first home run with the Giants.
0-1 is a fastball in tight. Johnson, the catcher, wanted it out on Sherwin. Some other news around the farm. Jack Leiter in a rehab outing coming off a blister on his finger with AAA Round Rock. Got hit in the back. 1-1. Sliced foul over the third base suites. Fortunately, Leiter with one out in the fourth inning after taking a 104-mile-per-hour liner off his bat. Briefly intended to stay in. Went 4 2/3 innings of one-hop ball. 1-2. Up and away on the fastball. One-hit ball. Threw 40 strikes as well, which is great to see. Leiter had one of his best outings. It got cut prematurely. The 2-2 is waved at and missed. Fastball at 96 from Hales on the low outside corner. Fools Sherwin, and there's
first
two away. Two outs, nobody aboard for the Hooks. Bottom half of the eighth, tied up at two. Skyler Hales, the righty, deals to Luis Encarnacion. A first pitch swinging strike. Fastball there at 97. Hales, 23 years of age. Former fourth rounder by the Rangers in 2023 out of Santa Clara. 6-4 frame, he deals. Sticks a fastball over the outer third. 98 there on the gun. Led the Texas system in saves last year with 10, third with 44 appearances, 24 of them with the Riders. His two-strike offering. Late swing, and Encarnacion taps it foul at the third baseline to stay alive. This year he's allowed 7 runs on 7 hits. He has fanned 3, walking 3. Teams are hitting .318 against him. He's been working on a death ball. Pitching coordinator John Goble. 0-2. Laced foul straight back, nothing in two. Part of the off-speed variety. It really means a lot of what it says.
It's basically a sharp curveball. A lot less depth to it.
Less depth, more depth. 0-2. Base is empty, two away. Tie game at two, the pitch. There's the death ball, and there's a ball. Left it a bit up top. above the zone, and it's 1-2. Both teams with 5 runs, most of them coming in the early stages. Hails to the belt, to the plate. Hammered foul up the left field line, off the tarp. Encarnacion bashes some good contact and goes back to work. Riders with both of their runs threatening in the top of the fifth inning. Hales with the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Elevated the fastball at 96, and he pitches a scoreless eighth. We're deadlocked at 2. Back to Zach Bigley for the top of the ninth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
At Hat Creek Burger Company, we're bringing back the family meal. No, not the fast food kind, the kind where our devices stay in our pockets and the conversation runs freely. We're the kind of place where those meals happen. Founded in a food truck in Austin in 2008, Hat Creek has always been about the community. Hat Creek has always been about community, good food, and good fun. With playgrounds for kids, drinks for parents, and something on the menu for everyone, come hungry and leave fulfilled. We're proud to be an official partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Visit hatcreekburgers.com to find a location near you.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Rhythm Energy is offering affordable rates and top-notch customer service. Rhythm puts all its energy into serving you. Switch and save in minutes by going to gotrhythm.com. Top of the ninth inning, 9-1 and 2, tied at 2. Rough Riders and Hooks. Luis Miesi starts in against Wilmy Sanchez. That's not Wilmy Sanchez. Here's the stretch. And the offering in, and it's inside. It's one ball and no strikes. It's Michael Knorr who takes over, a 6'5", 245, Carlsbad, California native. 1-0. Swing and a foul back into the screen. And it's 1-1 on Miesis, who is 0-2 with a walk today. Sanchez ends up going an inning. He struck out 2. Feels like a rare hook reliever that goes just 1 inning. Stretch and the offering in. Swing and a miss. Went downstairs, and it's 1-2 on Miesis. 2 runs on 5 hits for both sides. The Riders have committed 2 errors today. The Hooks 1. Knorr delivers. Swinging a drive out to right field, sending Cerny back at the wall. Goodbye! Luis Miesis catapults the Riders on top. 3-2 Frisco in the ninth. That thing was out of here in a flash. Third jack of the season for the big man.
Luis Miesis just continues to sear home runs out of ballparks. When he turns on those low inside pitches, he belts them, and they're right on ropes.
Now Osuna, the pitch is up and away, and it's 1-0, and the 9-hole continues to be productive for Frisco in the early part of this season. My goodness. One nothing pitch. Osuna fouls it away to the left side. It's 1-1, so the Riders now lead 3-2. A big-time hit for Miesis in the ninth inning. That ball was destroyed. Knorr offers outside on the breaking ball, and it's two balls and one strike. Osuna has singled, walked, reached on an error, and grounded out today. A 1-for-3 evening. He readies in the 2-1. That's high. Three balls and one strike now on Osuna. This Rough Riders offense has been so good to start the year. Their 806 OPS, the second best start in franchise history through 15 games, only to 2008. 3-1. Sent in the air down the left side and foul out of play. 3-2. And the Rough Riders have done nothing but slug most home runs in franchise history through 15 games. The Aces club's the first one today for the Rough Riders. Pull side shift on the infield. Left-handed batter. The righty deals. Swinging a chopper up the middle. The shortstop Ferreras to his left. Lofts it onto first. It's high. And Encarnacion left his feet. Came back down on the bag in time to get Osuna one away.
Number one, Sebastian Wolcott.
Sebastian Wolcott bats now. 1-for-2 day. 1-for-4 day, beg your pardon. A single in the fifth. He extended his hitting streak to 9 games today. Single into left. Knorr readies. Right on right matchup in the first pitch. That's on the outside corner. A strike. It's 0-1. Maybe the most impressive thing about this Wolcott hitting streak has been his ability to get on base. He's walked 9 times to 7 strikeouts during this streak. 0-1. He swings and lashes it deep down the left field line. It is foul. Oh, goodness, not by much. Wolcott obliterated that baseball, but just to the left of the orange foul pole. And he sulks back towards the plate with bat in hand, swishing it at the ground as he goes frustratingly. He almost just gave the Riders their second homer of the inning. That ball was peppered. So now it's 0-2 on the shortstop. Right-hander's pitch. Swing and a miss. Change up away. Wolcott down on strikes. Bimelec Ortiz now. Two down, 3-2 Riders in the ninth. The pitch outside. 1-0. Abby's had himself a day. 2-for-3 with a double and an RBI single. Knorr's 1-0. Breaking ball. Just a bit outside. Two balls and no strikes. Action in the Rough Riders bullpen beyond the right field fence. It's Avery Weems who's loosening for a potential save. 2-0. Off the end of the bat, flared foul out of play to the left side, 1-1. Robbie Ahlstrom was called up to AAA Round Rock earlier today. He leads the Texas League with 4 saves. Much-deserved promotion. 1-1 offering. Outside corner, a strike. It was the 2-1. It's now 2-2. Riders leading by a run in the top of the ninth inning after a Luis Miesi's solo home run. Pitch home. Grounded foul back behind the plate. Ortiz out in front of a hanging breaking ball. Still 2 balls and 2 strikes with Josh Hatcher waiting on deck if we get that far. It'll be the bottom third of the order due up for the hooks in the bottom of the ninth. 2-2. Again, fouled away to the left. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Riders trying to take the opener of this series, something they couldn't do the first time they faced off against Corpus. And the opening series of the season. Knorr kicks home with a 2-2. Changeup swing and a miss, struck him out. Side retired, but Luis Mieses gives the Riders a 3-2 lead. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Avery Weems out of the bullpen when we come back on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Miss big savings on new Chevy Silverados. It's time to go big. Classic Chevrolet, back-to-back number one Chevy dealer in the world. We're going big with over 800 new trucks priced for immediate sale. Big selection, big savings. Now is the best time to upgrade for less. Get top dollar for your trade to save even more. Go big. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com now. Together, let's drive. Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
Preferred Mechanical Group is a mechanical contracting company for commercial and industrial companies and the official mechanical contractor for your Frisco Rough Riders. PMG operates on a relationship-first approach to service, and our team is dedicated to building long-term working partnerships that help us better serve our clients. As we come to understand your HVAC system better, we're able to provide better, more targeted interventions when you need them. To find out more about how we can help you, visit pmgservice.com.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the ninth inning, and Avery Weems in his return from the injured list is up on the mound in this bullpen game for the Rough Riders. He becomes the fifth pitcher used by Frisco tonight.
Designated hitter number 18, Ryan Robleski.
Ryan Robleski to start it. Robleski, right-handed batter against the left-hander Weems, who is dealing with some shoulder impingement. And the offering in is up and away, one ball and no strikes with a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. The Rough Riders looking for a victory tonight to go to 11-5 on the season. The pitch. Swinging a pop-up right side, foul ground. Johnson converging with Ortiz. It's Abimelech who drops it. He and Weems collided in foul territory, both reaching for that baseball, and it went off the tip of Abby's glove. So they can charge Ortiz with an error there if they choose to. That's official scorer's discretion. See if they choose to or not. Either way, it's strike one on Robleski, and it's now 1-1. Weems readies and delivers. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Riders lead 3-2 on the back of a Luis Mieses solo home run at the top of this ninth inning. And Weems readies. He delivers. It's down and in. Two balls and two strikes. Johnson sets up down and in. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Got him. Slider from Avery Weems. One down.
Catcher number 24, Miguel Palma.
Miguel Palma now. Weems is such an incredible story, having dealt with Tommy John, or needed to get Tommy John surgery for 8 years, dating back to his first year in junior college. Didn't end up getting it until 2 years ago. First pitch to Palma. Swinging a chopper foul left side, it's 0-1. So finally made it back at the end of last year, pitched in the Arizona Fall League, and then finally came back here to start this season in AA Frisco, and then after one appearance dealt with shoulder impingement. 0-1. Swinging a chopper off the plate, left side, foul. 0-2 on the catcher. And now going for his first save this season. He was a starter with the Rough Riders in 2022. Infield plays to pole for the right-handed batter. Here's the stretch by the right-hander, or the left-hander, rather. And the 0-2, down and in, nearly hit him in the dirt. One ball, two strikes. Rough Riders and Hooks will play again tomorrow at 6:35. Left-hander Cole Drake will get the ball against Alex Santos. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Another slider. Avery Weems with back-to-back Ks in the ninth. Two down. Logan Cerny in the ninth spot, the final
16,
hope.
Logan Cerny.
Right-handed hitter. Weems delivers. Fastball popped up right side, back behind home, and out of play. It's 0-1. He looks in, he's got his sign. He delivers, it's down and in. One ball and one strike. So 6:35 tomorrow. We'll be on the air at 6:20 with the Cacique pregame show. You can hear part two of our Andrews Distributing pregame interview with Travis McGregor. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Another disgusting slider disappearing into the bottom of the zone, and it's 1-2. Riders are one strike away. Here's the stretch, and the left-hander comes home with the 1-2. Slider, got him looking. Outside corner, the Riders take the opener from Corpus. What a ball game from the Coastal Bend. A go-ahead home run by Luis Mieses in the top of the ninth inning, and Frisco wins it 3-2 over the Hooks. Tyler Danberg has your post-game coverage when we return on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a baseball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Swinging a drive deep into right center field. Out of here!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night at the park with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the HEB Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
The final score from Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi, Texas, Frisco 3, Corpus Christi 2. Tyler Danberg with you on the HEB Riders Baseball Network postgame show. Zach said it best, what a ball game from the Coastal Bend. Luis Mieses with a solo home run in the top of the ninth inning catapulted the Riders to an 11-5 record, handing Corpus Christi its 12th loss of the campaign. Let's tell you about it. To start things off, Corpus Christi did strike first. In the bottom of the third inning, Colin Barber hit into a sacrifice fly to left. That made it 1-0 Corpus Christi. In the top of the fifth inning, that's where the Rough Riders scored their first two runs and looked like maybe some of their only runs up until that ninth inning. A wild pitch by a starter, Joey Mancini, allowed Alejandro Osuna to score, and then Abimelech Ortiz blooped an RBI single down the right field line. Have to give credit to Alejandro Osuna. He got a board in that inning, then he went first to third on a single by Sebastian Walcott to extend his hit streak to 9 games. Then he came around to score on a wild pitch to the backstop. In the bottom of the sixth inning, Corpus tied the game when Ryan Wroblewski rolled an RBI infield single to short. Sebastian Walcott handled it cleanly, but his throw to first kicked off the heel of Abimelech Ortiz's glove. That allowed Anthony Sherwin to score. But Mieses' smash in the top of the ninth inning gave Frisco a 3-2 lead, and Avery Weems, coming back from the 7-day injured list with some shoulder issues, pitched a 1-2-3 ninth inning. You're not going to find many guys as nice and as down-to-earth as Avery Weems, certainly a guy who's got magical stuff and a guy that you can root for. He picks up his first save of the year, and Avery Weems becomes the fourth different Rough Rider this year to pick up the save. For the Rough Riders, they rack up 3 runs on 6 hits. They did commit 2 errors. The Hooks, 2 runs on 5 hits. They commit 1 error. Final time of game in this one, it had pace from the start to the finish. It lasts just 2 hours, 24 minutes. Attendance, 2,418 with a first pitch time of 6:38. Back at it tomorrow. We'll tell you more about tomorrow's matchup and some scores around the Texas League. When we come back, you're listening to the AGB Riders Baseball Network postgame show.
Come out to Riders Field in May for a loaded schedule of promotions. Join us for Bowling for Soup Night, Harry Potter Night presented by Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Star Wars Night, Texas Monthly Taco Fest presented by Baylor Scott & White Health, and much more. For tickets and more on our May promos, go to ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 22nd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket presented by Twisted Tea and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25 with $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets at ridersbaseball.com or by calling at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game.
Goodbye! Our first splashdown of the season!
For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 22nd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Evan Carter.
A splashdown into the Lazy River for Evan Carter.
And you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Final score from Whataburger Field here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Frisco 3, Hooks 2. Rough Riders go to 11-5. Hooks falter to 4-12. The Rough Riders and Hooks back in action tomorrow when Cole Drake faces Alex Santos II. The left-hander Drake is coming off 5-1 hit innings. He'll face the right-hander Santos, who's had some struggles to start the year. First pitch is at 6:35 here from Whataburger Field off the bay here in Corpus Christi. And we'll have the Cacique pregame show with you at 6:20. Zach talks to Travis McGregor, Rough Riders right-hand reliever, on the Andrews Distributing pregame interview. You will not want to miss that. Some other scores around the Texas League. We have to start off at Arvest Ballpark in Northwest Arkansas, where the Naturals lead the Tulsa Drillers 7-6. And not only is it a good matchup, the Tulsa Drillers are playing good baseball. Northwest Arkansas has a powerful offense, but future Hall of Famer Clayton Kershaw made a rehab appearance today for the Dodgers-affiliated Drillers. He went three innings, allowing one run. That came on a wild pitch that scored Peyton Wilson. He surrendered four hits. He did strike out four, and he walked one. Can you imagine if the Dodgers can get Clayton Kershaw back into their rotation or even their bullpen? Boy, the opportunities are endless. Also, around the Texas League, and a lot of good baseball around the league, you start off with what Frisco did here in Corpus, and then you go down to Arvest Ballpark in Northwest Arkansas. But there's been a lot of good baseball around the Texas League, and San Antonio is the team trailing the Rough Riders. Frisco trying to take a multi-game lead on the Missions, and if the score holds, they might do so. Amarillo leads San Antonio 9-4 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Arkansas defeated Midland. Boy, the Travelers continue to play good ball. They're in first place in the Texas League North. They beat the Rockhounds 2-0. And Wichita beats Springfield 12-1. That'll do it for us here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network postgame show. For Zach Bigley, I'm Tyler Danberg, signing off from Whataburger Field. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6:20 Central.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. Once again, thank you to Baylor Scott & White Health, CoServe, InTouch Credit Union, Texas Republic Bank, Peak Roofing & Construction, USAA, Axis Custom Pools, Texas Farm Bureau, Astound, PMG, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Cacique, Rhythm Energy, Ewing Buick GMC, Classic Chevrolet of Grapevine, Game Day Men's Health, Crowder Law Firm, Anton's Po' Boys, Hat Creek Burger Company, Wild Fork Foods, McKinney Police Department, and Fast Signs Frisco for their support. For tickets and more information on the Riders, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!